1895, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What you need to know from the world of News Talk Radio, you will find in the next hour, or the next couple of hours, depending on how long you want to share the experience of the Week in Review from the world of talk radio and the world of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, and Rich McFadden, who's been my colleague for, since I think it was 1894 when we first started, you and me and Mark
Carney.
Somewhere
Carney. Around there. Yep.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yep.
All right, so we're here
Mark
to
Carney
discuss...
Mark late to the party.
Yeah, the top 10 stories of the week. Jennifer Horn is off this week, so we get to the top 10 stories, and the people as well. Always the people, the tease here is that the people and the stories go together. Now, one of the big stories this week for me has been the number of flies that are in my studio. I mean, I'm about to take a shot. Now, this is not big news, but it is a distraction. So if you hear me go during the course of the hour.
Lovely.
All right, number 10, the relationship stuff. I don't know if there's anything new here. We pretty much have all fallen, right? Richie, do you know anybody or Victoria who's gotten a divorce as the COVID thing has penetrated our lives or have separated
a lot of
anybody?
Celebrities.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities.
Maybe
yeah.
Somebody
famously,
you know
no.
in your circle.
I know a few people who've wanted to get divorced but haven't.
Why?
Well, I mean, saying that, you know, it's been a lot of togetherness and it's been a strain on relationships, but no one I know has actually split.
Really? The business about splitting or getting away from who you were with would lead us into thinking, okay, well, do you want to match up? Do you want to partner up with somebody else? I wonder how the dating services have done during this, because who would want to go out with somebody you don't know on a date?
It's all virtual. I hear the commercials. Yeah, it's all virtual now. So they're setting up Zoom dates for you. Yeah.
So what happens on a Zoom date?
So
what are you doing on a Zoom date?
The same thing that happens on a Zoom meeting. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
Oh, wow. You mean on a Zoom meeting?
On a Zoom meeting, you chat for a little bit, and then if you decide that you like each other, you chat again, and then maybe you find some socially distanced opportunity to go for a walk in the park or something like that.
I think it's actually a better way, because if you're seeing a person in front of you, you can know faster if you're going to have chemistry, rather than just texting five different people at once. I think it's actually cuts to the chase. I think it might be better.
Really?
Yeah.
But what happens when you want to meet them?
Well, then
when you
want
to go to dinner with them or go to a movie.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, you grab coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
Coffee's not good for you.
It's not that complicated.
No. All right. Well, I'd see that if you can tell where I've been for the past 6 months. Number 9, disasters, weather, the whole business about the fires on the West Coast. seem to be stabilizing a little bit. But isn't it interesting, more to the point of this from my perspective, how we quickly push things off the front page, if you will. How the news cycles are such that some of these things, even though still important, are not being really handled or discussed. Once Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, there was nothing anywhere for a few days. Did you notice that? Discussion of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Really and truly, yeah. Nothing. And so that's the number one, too. I don't want to jump to the top of the list, but just as an aside, did she deserve as much attention as she got? How do we decide that? She had quite an amazing life. She did great things on the court.
I think she demanded the amount of attention that she got. Both being the force that she was and then creating the situation that we're in. She was an important person who passed at a very important time. Mm-hmm. And I think that creates and demands the conversation. And I think it's out of control in a lot of places, but it's a good conversation for us to have. Just some people are taking it to extremes.
Is the conversation about her or what she did or the times we're in?
I think it's probably all three, right? Yeah. I feel like Rich is right. It's all three at once. Yeah.
So and what were you going to say, Victoria?
Well, I think one of the, and I know, again, I feel bad we're skipping to RBG here.
Well, we'll get back to it. We're going to go around a little bit. But
I think one of the best things to have a focus on her life, a lot of, especially for young girls and for women in general who may not know how their lives have been impacted by rulings that RBG has been a part of, I think that it's been a great history lesson. A lot of things have come out saying, like, if you're in the military, before Ruth Bader Ginsburg took on the case of a woman who was in the military who wanted equal pay and equal housing, which was not even available to women in the military unless you were married. Like, RBG took that case. This is before she was a justice. She took that case all the way to the Supreme Court and won. So if you're a woman in the military and you're single and you have equal pay and equal housing opportunities now through the military, you can thank RBG for that. There are a lot of things that people don't realize that she was so impactful. And I think it's great that people are really taking interest in our legal system, our justice system, and, a woman who is going to be an icon forever.
Well, I think that it comes once in a while to pass that we have somebody who's been in the public eye who really does have an impact, who's not political. Remember, her best friend was Antonin Scalia. Nobody could have been further away from philosophies than the two of them were, but yet they spent socially their time together at the court and on their own, much time together, and she freely said that he was her best friend. So I thought it was pretty interesting when it comes to that, there were people that profiled it, for sure, but not as many people paid attention to it. And maybe you could ask the question, why should they? What's so unusual? Okay, so politically speaking, Richie, you're on one side. You got plenty of friends who are on the other side. You just maybe don't talk about politics or laugh about your points of view. And that's the way it ought to be. What the hell difference does it make? So I've got three kids and you got four. What's the difference? Go ahead.
Here's the difference, okay? I respect their points of view. Mm-hmm. I may not disagree with it, but I accept their reality and respect their point of view. Because if I deny their point of view, I cannot have a conversation with them and maybe have them see my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect case in point is the gay guy that lives across the street from me that voted for Obama twice. Now he texts me every night and can't wait to vote for Trump. And
really?
He's so excited to have the conversation with me.
Why? Why does he want to vote for Trump if he voted for Obama?
I mean, he's a dink. He and his partner make good money and dual income, no kids. Two gay guys.
I've never heard that.
He's like, I got my gay marriage.
I was like, what?
I don't need the Democrats for anything now.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
My gay friends who are married are actually... depending on what happens with the Supreme Court, gay marriage has been given and taken away in the past, and it could be done again. So I don't know if he really wants to be on that train.
Until then, he wants his taxes cut.
Well, yeah. Good for him.
I give you as much rope on that one as you want, Victoria. I don't think any of those things are going to change. I just don't. The country, as upset as it is, and as confused as it is, and as right wing as some parts of it are, and left wing as other parts, and there the two shall meet.
You know what? That's been a play of the left for a long time. Yeah. Is to threaten to take away abortion, yeah. threaten to take away gay rights, threaten to take away...
But because they have been taken away before. Where? That's why. It's not
where
a threat.
Where have they been taken away? Where is there no growth there? Go ahead, excuse me.
When abortion was not legal, there Roe v. Wade, all if you... I mean, we know this. We've talked about this on the DJV show
right,
for a long
since
time.
Since then...
What do you mean, since then?
But it is
since,
legal
what I'm
now.
Saying is, since then, there are so many cases that are working in the lower courts already that are going to end up on the Supreme Court. And Roe v. Wade will absolutely go all the way back up to the Supreme Court. And you know, whoever Trump chooses, he has made no bones about it. It's going to be a pro-life judge. That shouldn't even be a term. It should be someone who upholds the law. Kavanaugh actually said it was considered settled law. That's not any of the answers that we've been getting from Amy Coney Barrett or whatever her name is. She's definitely not said that. So a lot of women, I think rightfully so, are concerned. Maybe it won't happen. Great. And it's not like we're wishing for this to happen. But you know, if you're turning a blind eye and just saying, oh, everything's going to be fine, that's ridiculous. You're not participating in democracy.
Richie and I are saying that it's going to be fine, but I think that somewhere deeply rooted in the minds and the psyche of Americans who have a clue know that this is not something that you can trifle with. You can make a lot of noise about it and make the hay.
Well, what can you
like
do
the,
if the Supreme Court
Newsmax and some of these other places that just love to beat away at that?
Right,
stuff.
But like take the away the news media. But if you're just a regular person who supports a woman's right to govern her own body, and then the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, what can an average person do? Nothing. There's nothing you can do about it.
But getting to that point, all right, we've gotten into that same thing. We're having the same argument that we've had for years and doesn't go anywhere. So it's 16 past the hour. This is the D. No, it isn't either. I was going to say this D. Say it again, Doug. This is the Talk Radio Review, the roundup of the thoughts we have on the stories this week that are big, according to Talkers Magazine.
Talk Radio.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, Ellie Krieger here. I always think of fall as getting back into a routine, whatever that is these days. But no matter what, I like to keep my menu fresh, fun, and simple. I use fun little taste surprises to level up my fall favorites. I like to add a pop of flavor and nutrition by incorporating more fresh in-season produce. And one of my favorites is grapes from California. Did you know that California grapes are in season from May into January? All three colors, red, green, and black, are a tasty way to add healthy polyphenols and other antioxidants, potassium, and vitamin K to your diet. So take the classic avocado toast. It's great on its own, but I've leveled it up by brightening the creamy avocado with a little lemon juice, and I've added a pop of crunchy, sweet grapes. It's a fun twist you're going to love. For more tips on leveling up your fall favorites, go to grapesfromcalifornia.com. Hi, Ellie Krieger here. I always think of fall as getting back into a routine, whatever that is these days. But no matter what, I like to keep my menu fresh, fun, and simple. I use fun little taste surprises to level up my fall favorites. I like to add a pop of flavor and nutrition by incorporating more fresh in-season produce. And one of my favorites is grapes from California. Did you know that California grapes are in season from May into January? All three colors, red, green, and black, are a tasty way to add healthy polyphenols and other antioxidants, potassium, and vitamin K to your diet. So take the classic avocado toast. It's great on its own, but I've leveled it up by brightening the creamy avocado with a little lemon juice, and I've added a pop of crunchy, sweet grapes. It's a fun twist you're going to love. For more tips on leveling up your fall favorites, go to grapesfromcalifornia.com.
You're listening to this week's overview of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Review. The week of September 21st is on the bill of fare.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Our nation has been plagued by tyrannical intolerance of people of faith who appreciate our constitutional rights and liberties. As Christians, we need to show love and grace to opposing views, but also be bold, stand up for truth, and protect our freedoms.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, or to be polite, ladies first, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. So the economy is number 7 this week. How are we all faring? The radio business, which Richie and I are, well, we're all in it. You don't have to go sell spots, though, Victoria.
Thankfully.
Yeah, right. So, Richie, Richie is the operations director at Radio America, which is the originating network for this program and all my programs. So what's it like to be in the radio business during the economy situational as it is now?
Transitional, but very good at the moment. You know, a lot of digital growing. The radio business continues to be good, and ad sales are doing well for us right now.
It was scary at first, though, right? It kind of took a nosedive.
It was scary at first. It was,
yeah,
there was a big unknown. But, you know, it's really interesting. We expected a dip, but never really saw it. A lot of people did kind of back off until they knew what business was going to look like for the rest of the year. But some people took the opportunity and dove right in, and especially on the digital side. And digital is on fire right now. So, it's
you're talking about podcasts and that sort of thing. All right, so there it is. That's one side of the economy. You have people that you know, Victoria, who are in business, family businesses. How do you think they're faring?
not good at all. Their businesses are never going to come back.
What kind of businesses are we talking about? They're not doing
well. Well, some hospitality, some retail boutiques, you know, can't pay the rent anymore and just had to take the entire business online, which really isn't that sustainable. So, you know, I my little small town in New Jersey where I grew up, the whole main street are these adorable little shops, and they're going under. And you see it everywhere. You know, it's a very, very hard time for small business. And it's unfortunate because so many of these businesses are, you know, some salons I know that are just gone forever. Places, you know, it's really sad because people pour their heart and soul into their small business, and you know, something like this hits us so hard, and there's just no way to come back.
So what I think when it comes to the economy, I think of big businesses, small businesses, but the ones that are dependent still on China, the number one car in America is the Ford Ranger, as far as having parts made in America. Number two, the minivans from Chrysler were number two, and then the Corvette was number three. So, you know, you look at that, and then you look back on, it seems almost, if you talk to somebody who's, you're a senior, and they know about cars, Richie, you know a lot about cars, your family's been in the car business, it wasn't until recently that we even talked about the fact that there were parts in cars that didn't come from America, because back when we were kids, the cars were all made in America, the parts, everything. They've sold all these things off, and they're all made in Taiwan or whatever, or China. But I'm wondering how much of
Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico. Well, Mexico now looks good.
My car we have a Chevy SUV, and when we bought it, I remember seeing on the sticker, you know, that they have in the side window, because we bought it, it was brand new, and it said all the parts, most of the parts were from South Korea, but the car was assembled in America.
Right.
Which is the first time I'd ever noticed a sticker like that.
Right. Yeah, assembled in America doesn't mean made in America.
Right.
And that's why. And you'll notice now, by the way, a lot of the stuff that's made in China doesn't say made in China anymore.
Correct.
On it. And a lot of the things that are coming, you have to dig around to find things. Like I've told a story on the air about buying a clock and a toothbrush, the electric toothbrush and stuff like that. And I had to look long and hard before I found something, electric razor that wasn't made in China. I've just made a decision to stay away from, as if I can knowingly understand where it came from and I can find stuff not made in China, then I'm buying it. If it's made in China, not buying it. Period, if I can stay away from it. Or at least I'm going to grump about it. All right, 28 and a half past the hour on the countdown.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. 34 after the hour now. It's the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine that's the focus of our discussion here. And also, hold on for a second. All right, a little extra color. You know, everything is real. Yeah, a lot of flies around this time of year. This is the time we take every week to go through and sort of philosophize a little bit, talk about what we've said on the air. When I say we, Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV show, Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gotten ourselves to number six story, the story, the connection that we have to other countries and what other countries think about us. But more specifically this week, I think the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians and the meddling in the election. It's been on the front burner for quite a long time, but it became more poignant when the Chinese, when it became obvious how involved the Chinese are in this. And so I have said very publicly, Richie, Victoria knows this, I'm not going to vote for the lady who is currently my congresswoman because she's not opposed by anybody, but she also will not answer my questions about what she's doing, along with other members of Congress, but because she represents me, I want to know what she's doing to bring American businesses back to America. It's crickets.
And I've had the exchange. The first time she actually responded to me, she was talking about how much of a mess Trump has made out of our foreign relations. And I shot her a note back and I said, I didn't ask you to criticize Trump. I asked you what you are going to do as a congressperson to bring businesses that are headquartered or they could be headquartered in Massachusetts or used to be headquartered in Massachusetts back. Nothing. So she doesn't get my vote.
Did you feel like it was a robo letter?
No. The first letter I got, I felt like she had written it or somebody was an aide, but no. The second, I know her aide locally, mm-hmm. and he's an okay guy. He's a kid. And he believes
because the answer is not something she wants to do, and that because it means tax relief to help make it feasible for any company to do business here. Because it's, think about this: we have a guy in the network. He does a radio show called Made in America. Neil Asbury owns 35 companies that make mostly kitchen, commercial kitchen. Products, dishwashers, refrigerators, down to spatulas, everything.
Yeah.
And so he's got a lot of companies that are still in Asia and then some that are back short. That's what they call it when they bring them back. And
what do you mean
you know,
back
he's
short?
Like,
what does that mean?
Back short means you bring it back to the shores.
Back short. Oh, okay. I thought you said back short. Got
back
it. Yep.
Short, yes.
Got it. Yep.
So, and Phil, our producer here, is the producer of this show, Made in America. And one of the things he talks about is, you know, by the time you pay for the shipping from Asia, by the time you pay the duties, by the time you pay off the local guys in China, by the time you pay off this, pay off that, pay off that, at a certain point, it becomes less cost effective to make it in Asia and China. And then you bring it back here. So that's the battle that they have and that your congressperson should be fighting is, okay, what is that tipping point? And when can I get it to where it's actually more feasible to pay less taxes here than duties and payoffs and shipping there? And that's what they have to see.
There's this big
they don't
debate
want to give up
about
tax revenue,
about things that are un-American. I think that approach is American and pro-American, and the other approach is anti-American. When you know how up to their mickeys the Chinese are in trying to screw us over, and the rest of the world, but mostly America, and the Russians, it's kind of sport for the Russians at this point. But when it comes down to the brass tacks of who are our friends and who are not our friends, the Chinese are not our friends. The government, say this,
they're stealing any company
everything.
That has anything made in China. Their information is being stolen. Their servers are being hacked.
Yep.
You can guarantee that.
Yeah. Right. So why are we not asking, why isn't this on the front burner of all of these conversations? Especially
well, it
when it comes
cases.
To, well, but we, they started the health predicament that we're in now was caused by them and continues, to be.
Yes. I want to get to the point where, from 9/11, the families of the victims of 9/11, that law passed where they can sue Saudi Arabia directly. I don't know how far it goes, but at least they have that ability. I would like every victim and family's victim, victims' families to be able to do the same thing with coronavirus.
Yep.
And maybe maybe we'll get there next year. It took a long time to get to that point for, Saudi Arabia, so who knows.
Listen, the flip side of this story is with foreign affairs in China and Russia is the campaign of disinformation. I was talking to Sarah Carter. She does a podcast with us, and she's a great reporter. She's on Fox News all the time. But she's a reporter's reporter. And she talks about the basically war that we are in with disinformation, and it's coming from so many different avenues. It's coming
from
China.
I don't know what to believe.
It's coming from Russia. It's coming
from Iran.
Big media. It's coming from big tech, big digital. It's coming from both political parties. So
big ag.
Big ag.
Disinformation around this.
So when you open up your – I deleted my Facebook app last week, and I just checked Facebook on my computer now. So I'm not constantly checking it all the time. You need to control the information that you are being fed because somebody is trying to manipulate you 24/7 from 17 different angles.
Right.
And you need to be aware of that. As long as you're aware of that, you can control it and you can decide what you believe is right or wrong information.
Yep.
And you know what? I've been saying forever on the DJV show, stop getting your quote-unquote news from Facebook. Facebook should stay exactly what it is. It's to talk to people that you never really were friends with in high school, but now all of a sudden you're friends with them on Facebook. That's what it is, and that's what it needs to stay, right? I mean, that, like, let's be honest. That's what Facebook needs.
What a great character.
Oh, my God.
College, too, maybe.
You're
college
so
and high school.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, that is it. Really
yeah, so
is.
Stop
you're right.
Trying to stop. People need to stop sharing news.
Well, and the
on
other
Facebook
thing
because they're sharing misinformation.
Oh
the other
God.
Thing, though, Victoria,
so
is
funny.
That how many people you know now are being affected by? They want to censor what's there, and so you have a right to be a moron. You have a right to be a dope. You have a right to be stupid and express yourself. That's what America is all about. So these clowns want to stop that from happening. I think you see the seamy, ugly underbelly of what some Americans are really all about because they don't have the balsam to say, they wouldn't say it to your face, but they'll hide behind some phony ID on Facebook, and you take it for what it's worth.
But here's the dilemma. They are being manipulated. So there's the people who see a story or see 50 different stories a day in 5 different feeds, whether mm-hmm. it's Fox, CNN, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, right? And who knows where that information is coming from, China, Soros, Russia, Republicans and Democrats, whatever it is, right? Somebody's feeding that. And there are the people who see the information and can discern whether that information is some kind of propaganda and whether they should go check it out. Mm. And then there are people who just read it and go, and repost and
but
start
then,
screaming about it.
Yeah, but then the other side of it is also, the other side is that we have dead-on information that the Chinese government has been involved in the violent protests. We know that we have, and yet that sort of information has been suppressed by the standard media for whatever the reason.
If you were to be able to track the money that are funding these protesters,
mm-hmm.
you would be outraged at where the big, big money is.
Why
I mean,
isn't
when they're
that
delivering pallets of bricks?
Yeah.
And when U-Haul vans are opening up and people are jumping out of the U-Haul van all armored up and ready to mm-hmm. go riot. Something's going on. This is a war that's going taking place in the shadows, and you need to be aware of it.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to deal with to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. That's number 5, the whole healthcare thing. Well, most of the discussion is on vaccines and how good your mask is coming up here on the Talk Radio Review. The story list this weekend from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Actually, the charts are an overview of what's gone on News Talk Radio for this past week, September 21st to the 25th. At number 10, relationships during the COVID period. Number 9, the disaster of the fires and that sort of thing on the West Coast. Number 8, situation in education from top to bottom. Number 7, our economy and how it's being affected by COVID. Foreign relations, number 6 with the Russians, the Chinese, etc. Number 5, a focus on vaccines and masks. The projections, the stats, number 4. Number 3, race relations, along with it's connected to Breonna Taylor and what happened there this week. Presidential race and the debate about mail-in votes, number 2. And the passing of RBG, number 1, as you might expect. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And all of the focus on that. Those are the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine this week, in the News Talk Radio world.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off.
or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Left untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to high blood pressure, an irregular heartbeat, even heart attack and stroke.
For whatever reason, either a structural problem of the airway from a lack of proper bony development or perhaps an excess of soft tissue or fat, the airway at night will collapse. So when you're particularly lying on your back and you're relaxed and you're sleeping well, unfortunately your tongue and your soft palatal tissues can go backwards and obstruct the airway.
Common treatments include CPAP machines and oral devices. But when those don't work, Dr. Christopher Viazzi says surgery may be an option.
Our ENT physicians frequently will do soft tissue surgeries. In our specialty, we tend to do bony surgeries. And it all depends on where the problem is and what the structural abnormality really is.
He says the surgery to move the facial bones forward has about a 90% cure rate. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org. With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Left untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to high blood pressure, an irregular heartbeat, even heart attack and stroke.
For whatever reason, either a structural problem of the airway from a lack of proper bony development or perhaps an excess of soft tissue or fat, the airway at night will collapse. So when you're particularly lying on your back and you're relaxed and you're sleeping well, unfortunately your tongue and your soft palatal tissues can go backwards and obstruct the airway.
Common treatments include CPAP machines and oral devices. But when those don't work, Dr. Christopher Viazzi says surgery may be an option.
Our ENT physicians frequently will do soft tissue surgeries. In our specialty, we tend to do bony surgeries. And it all depends on where the problem is and what the structural abnormality really is.
He says the surgery to move the facial bones forward has about a 90% cure rate. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and a focus on his vaccine, offering it to everybody at the United Nations. Yeah, of course. Harry and Meghan at number 9. Trump says he didn't like Meghan. Okay. Number 8, Dr. Fauci. Number 7, one of the Biden family members, Hunter, in the focus again briefly. Breonna Taylor is at 6. Amy Coney Bryant. The Supreme Court, well, maybe the Supreme Court nominee, we'll see over the weekend. Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney are tied for fourth place. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is at 3. Joe Biden is in second position. And as one might expect, Donald Trump, who was booed at a, as he paid respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, he got booed. I don't think it's that. Can we just give it a break? Give it a rest, folks. All right, that's People List. And it comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to it here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden discussing the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The debate over whether you get a vaccine or not. When will it be ready? Will it be soon enough? What's going to happen with the mask thing, the microns? So, what are you even familiar, Richie, with the debate over masks and how big the micron drops are to come out of your mouth, out of your nose?
I mean, you know, I keep hearing the quote, wearing a mask is like using a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. So I guess that's what you're talking about, and whether the microbes
can some of
the
them.
Mask in the mesh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that definitely applies to those neck gaiters that every dude that I know has been wearing until that study came out that they were
that's
effective.
What I wear.
Yeah, they're the least effective of all of them. Essentially, in some ways...
Don't care.
Why? Why don't you care? If you're going to wear a mask, what's the point of not wearing one that doesn't work?
I wear one to make people feel better.
I do.
So
I think they do a job.
I've got a mask on.
Yeah.
Well,
I
see a guy with a gator running, it doesn't make me feel better because I know it's not doing anything. He's still.
If you see a guy with a what kind?
A gator, a neck gator. They're the neck gaiters.
That's just a bandana.
The round ones. It looks like a scarf, around. Like a round scarf.
Yeah, I mean, like surfers use them and snowboarders use them to kind of give an extra layer of warmth. But the reason that they use them for sports is because you can breathe easily. Well, hello, if you can breathe easily through them, they're not effective. And that's so all the guys that I know in our guy group have stopped wearing them now because they're not effective. They're not protecting themselves or anybody else.
Effective at what?
At preventing any of the droplets going through the mask either way. That's the problem. The size of the, like when we're talking about the chain link fence, you're wearing a chain link fence around your neck.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, and I'm fully aware of it. But like, what's the danger? Like, here's the reality. I know it's a terrible mask, right? I know it's worthless. But I put it on because, you know, in certain places you're required to wear a mask or whatever it is, right? But I stay 6 to 10 feet away from any human, even when I have it on.
Okay.
Because of this. I get it. I'm not going 2 feet away from somebody because I don't want to wear the mask. So I'm out.
Well, yes, you are, because we've run out of time. All right. Discussion of the stories. Thanks to Rich McFadden and Victoria Keenan. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a countdown. It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Top five technology stories of the week. Let's hear from Victoria, see how they affected you. At number five, the Almost Darwin Award winner of the week.
This was the dumbest tech story. I admit, this was the dumbest tech story of the week, but it was one that made it all around the world. A woman fell out of a car onto a busy highway while trying to film a Snapchat video in London. She was hanging out of a moving vehicle in the passenger side. She fell onto the M25 motorway, which encircles all of London. It's a very, very busy motorway.
Ring road around London, yep.
She is so lucky that she is alive. She landed in a live lane, and the police said it's only with luck that she wasn't seriously injured or killed, and she was treated at the scene by paramedics for non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests were made, which is where a lot of people on social media chimed in and said that there should be arrests filed against her. I agree with that. One person said, you know, the worst thing is if she had been hit by a car, the driver would have been charged with hitting her, and then the driver would have had to live with potentially killing someone for the rest of their life. It's completely unfair. So, and as we know, we've been hearing these stories for years now. Between October 11th and November of 2017, they've had 259 worldwide deaths from selfies. So, right. It's just, yeah, people continue to be stupid. They fall off mountains. They fall down cliffs. It's ridiculous.
Gives new meaning to the song, Climb Every Mountain. Number four, Microsoft taking a shot at Zoom. Good.
Yep. Yeah, they're definitely taking some notes from Zoom and making Microsoft Teams a lot better. They have that new together mode for Microsoft Teams, which was actually created just for the pandemic for people to have virtual meetings at home. The new background scenes include a number of auditoriums, conference rooms, even a coffee shop. And this new mode is getting an update with a new feature that uses machine learning to automatically scale and center people in their virtual seats, no matter how far they're sitting from the webcam, so everybody is lined up evenly. If this sounds familiar, this is what you're seeing when you watch NBA games. They use Microsoft Teams together mode for that virtual crowd feature where it looks like all of the fans are sitting next to each other perfectly lined up. And so that's Microsoft Teams is moving forward with all of these layouts. They're also going to allow up to 1,000 meeting participants at one time, and then you can separate out into different rooms. It'd be great for education. Teachers can pop in and out of different rooms into group activity. So it's a lot of advances have been made through Microsoft. It also kind of gives us an indication that I don't know that we're going to be back in regular physical offices anytime soon because people are pumping more and more money into virtual stuff like that.
Right. Number three this week, Amazon making it easier for you to buy some of the products that they offer.
Yep, Amazon is launching a new environmental program called Climate Pledge Friendly, and it's going to label these certain products that meet one of 19 certifications for sustainability. The goal is to help climate-conscious consumers who don't typically really like Amazon because of Amazon's carbon footprint, but this is a way to actually buy these products. 25,000 products so far have been certified with this new label, and it includes grocery items, household, fashion, beauty, personal electronics, things like that. And so the Climate Pledge Friendly products will be clearly labeled and in the shopping results, and then Amazon has partnered with third-party certifications to let everybody know how sustainable it is to essentially help preserve the natural world.
Number two, Sam's Club having a revitalization of sorts.
Yeah, Sam's Club has a great new thing. They're giving its members a new way to see the doctor virtually. We know telemed and telehealth have been so big during the pandemic that Sam's Club is taking it to the next step. They're using a Seattle-based virtual primary care provider called 98.6. So 98.6 will now be part of Sam's Club. If you are a member at the club or plus membership level, you can sign up for a quarterly subscription, and it will only cost $20 per participant for the first 3 months, and it's actually $10 off the regular fee. With the subscription to 98.6 through Sam's Club, unlimited virtual visits are only $1 each, and then that gives you access to U.S. board-certified doctors 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So this is really, really great stuff. All kinds, 400 common conditions that you can use these doctors for. So not obviously ER-related stuff, but regular, you know, keeping up with health appointments. So I think
number one, Google Maps.
Yeah, Google Maps is, they're including a new COVID layer. They have different layers that you can add if you want to, you know, check out restaurants on the map or if you want to check out hotels, national parks, whatever. They're adding a COVID map, which will allow you to see how many confirmed cases are in the area that you're searching. And this is a great feature. They're pulling data from Johns Hopkins, the New York Times, and Wikipedia, and this will allow people to, you know, really check out where they're planning on going and to see how safe it is.
All right, so there they are, the top five tech stories this week, as gleaned by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support.
So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump is calling false, untrue, a New York Times story that he paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and in his first year in the White House.
First of all, I paid a lot, and I paid a lot of state income taxes, too. The New York State charges a lot, and I paid a lot of money in state. It'll all be revealed. It's going to come out.
Meanwhile, the Sunday's report came out just weeks before the election. A federal judge today postponed a Trump administration order that would have banned the popular video sharing app TikTok from U.S. smartphone app stores beginning at midnight. A more comprehensive ban remains scheduled for November, about a week after the presidential election. President Trump is acknowledging his confirmation of his Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett may not go smoothly, while his Democratic rival Joe Biden is imploring the Senate to delay voting on her nomination until after the November 3rd election to let people decide. Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says confirmation hearings will begin October 12th. He hopes the panel will approve Barrett's nomination by the week of October 26th, setting up a final confirmation vote on the Senate floor a week before the election. Just now, the final hours before Tuesday's presidential debate.
Each campaign is promising a stark contrast in policy, personality, and preparation. President Trump has decided to skip any formal prep, while Joe Biden has been holding mock debate sessions with a Trump stand-in. Actually, in previous years, the stand-in substitutes have actually donned a Trump costume, but not this time. He's only representing the Republicans' style and expected strategy. The 90-minute debate, moderated by Fox News host Chris Wallace, is the first of three scheduled presidential debates. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris, Biden's running mate, will also debate in October. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
North Korea has accused South Korea of sending ships across the disputed sea boundary to find the body of a South Korean official recently killed by North Korean troops.
Seoul says the 47-year-old was attempting to defect before North Korean troops aboard a boat fatally shot and burned his body. South Korea also says they received a rare apology by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for the shooting death of the official, who they say was found floating on an object in its waters. North Korea says troops shot the official because he attempted to flee after refusing to answer questions. Unable to find the official's body, troops say they burned the object he was floating on in line with anti-coronavirus rules. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Afghanistan's dwindling community of Sikhs and Hindus is shrinking to its lowest level ever. A once-thriving community that had as many as 250,000 members now counts fewer than 700. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Joe Biden caught in another lie.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden alleged on the campaign trail last year that he had jump-started his academic career at Delaware State University. But in an announcement Saturday, the school said the former vice president was never a student, though he has made appearances on campus twice before for commencement speeches at the university in Dover. Biden had made the claim during an October 2019 town hall event. Patrick Frost reporting.
A Maryland man convicted on two counts of failure to comply with state COVID-19 rules and arguing with police was sentenced to a year in jail. Police say on two occasions they responded to the 42-year-old man's home following complaints of a large party, which violates Governor Larry Hogan's state of emergency and large gathering orders. More than 3,700 people in Maryland have died because of the COVID-19 disease. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get into the charts for the week of September 21st to the 25th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, excited to have Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I know he gets excited every week when we get together to discuss the stories and the people and other things that are related to what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. Michael, are you on the edge of your chair?
I am, and when I hear that music, bum, 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 my heart starts beating, and my skin starts sweating, and my pulse starts pulsating. And it's the second most exciting opening theme of the week for me.
What's this first?
The following is a presentation of the National Football League.
Boom, boom, really? Boom. Oh, what about the new song that they're singing this year?
Everybody's waiting for Sunday night, you know. Oh, my gosh.
I thought there was a new
Carrie
thing.
Underwood.
Yeah.
I love the pomp and fanfare of introductions. Sometimes I'll watch certain things just to see the introductions. Even World Wrestling, you know, entertainment, when they come down. I love, you know, the introductions of things. Like, I really actually enjoy watching how the NFL forces all the different networks to open up. The following is a presentation of the National Football League. It's like, oh, my God, what is about to unfold? Or like we do with the countdown, you know? It's just
give
it
a couple
of
more
show business.
Yeah, the ABC Wide World of Sports, remember?
Absolutely.
How that opened up, that was a
The thrill of victory, yes. The agony of defeat. I mean, a whole generation remembers that, and the poor guy on the skis. That he was the agony of defeat.
He was the agony of defeat.
That's an aspect of show business that I kind of like it. Yeah, here's another one. That is the, what is that? Quick.
I don't know what that is, but I know.
The opening of a 20th Century Fox film with the spotlights.
Oh, yes. Okay, you know? Yeah. All right, yeah. I wasn't thinking, of a TV. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Ladies
and gentlemen, live from Hollywood, it's
right.
The Tonight Show, starring...
Exactly. It's starring Johnny Carson.
Here's
Johnny.
I'm in McMahon. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All of that stuff is great. It's just great. Okay, shall we do the stories?
No,
shall we go back to the the doldrums and boredom of the task at hand, or shall we continue to
instead of the stories this week? Though we're doing a top 10 music countdown of the big songs from AC.
I'm all sweaty from this. I got to tell you.
All right.
We have it at number 10, psychology and relationships. Suicide is now the 10th leading cause of death in America.
Unbelievable.
At number 9, climate change and natural disasters. At number 8, the education crisis. COVID-19 is breaking out on campuses and colleges, and it stinks. The economy is at number 7. That stinks. U.S. foreign affairs at number 6, primarily China, Russia, North Korea. Iran, we got problems with all of them. At number 5, healthcare, vaccines, and masks. We're close to a vaccine, but perhaps not close enough to impact the election. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. Well, we're over 200,000 deaths, and we have 7 million people in America have the disease. At number 3, race relations, police reform, and the Breonna Taylor protests. It's like, can't we just get past this? What is wrong with the police? Why do they keep shooting themselves in the foot?
You saw the latest from Lexington. The lady who's the runs the police department there said in an internal memo she tells the police not to worry about the impact of this, because sooner or later all these BLM people will be washing our cars.
Oh no.
Yep.
Number 2, presidential race and the mail-in vote debate, the big topic of the many topics. I mean, we don't talk about policy. We talk about stuff. And the stuff in the conversation, the national conversation this week, is the president basically creating doubt that he would leave peaceably if, in fact, he lost, because if he loses, the election was obviously fraudulent. If he wins, it was fraudulent, but he won in spite of it. In other words, the fraudulence will be against him.
Yeah.
And at number 1, we have that story, that unexpected story that turns the world on its ear and changes everything. We have the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the debate over whether or not the Republicans are playing fair and appropriate in terms of pushing through a nominee and an appointee and a confirmation, which they have the votes to do, prior to the will of the people being expressed in the election. Those are the stories. It's a rugged week. You want the people?
I just want to, before we get there, I think that although the RBG thing and the Supreme Court deserve more time, the idea of an all-powerful Supreme Court, that's kind of what we're setting them up as. The court where justices have lifetime tenure, ultimate authority, resolving our toughest questions. This has now gotten into the same old can of fish as everything else. It's all politics. So is there really a powerful Supreme Court, or is it just more of the same hackery, the same... This woman that's being talked about, I don't see that she's an exciting jurist. I think the woman from Florida, I can't remember her name, the Hispanic lady, is much more interesting and has a much more interesting career than this woman who seems to be on the top of the list. And the only box that gets checked, there are two boxes. She is a woman, and she's, you know, a right-wing member of some religious nutcake outfit. You know, why do we even consider these people? Why are they even being considered? Why isn't it the person who is best, whether it's a man or a woman, black or white, the person who is best at this sort of thing in our country should be the next person on the Supreme Court, not somebody that nobody knows anything about or belongs to some fringe. We don't need, that's not what the Supreme Court's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about legitimacy. And how can someone who belongs to some organization, private life, I just, this whole thing stinks. Well,
don't you have confidence in the President of the United States? I mean, he has a tremendous track record of hiring the right people.
Good for you, Michael. Thank you. Would you like to go through the people list?
Yeah. Here's a rogues gallery. Not really, but here are the people.
It's kind of a rogues gallery.
In some cases, some of the people here are heroes to many. We have at number 10,
Starting with Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
And his counterpart in China, both heroes to a great American.
Xi Jinping. Yeah.
The leader of the unfree world. You know, we call the leader of the free world, whatever the hell that means.
Right, exactly.
Free world.
The leader of the unfree world. Good.
Like that. At number 9, Harry and Meghan, little gossip. At number 8...
Trump says he doesn't like her.
No, Trump doesn't like her. He thinks that Harry is henpecked.
Right, of course.
I know. If I had the opportunity to be in the royal family, I'd take it. What a great job. I mean, these people, you know, I would love to be the husband of the Queen.
Prince Michael.
And have to live in her shadow. Man, would I? All these guys, you know. Prince Philip, you know, has complained. If you watch The Crown, he's in the shadow of her. I didn't fulfill my dreams of being.
So get a divorce and go ride your own horse into the sunset.
Why don't you use the position, you jerk, to do good for humanity? Do you realize what I could do with a platform? I'd marry her.
Even now, you'd marry.
I mean, come on. What do you say? Well, he's now 100 years old or whatever. That's okay. These people, they have such an opportunity to, if they don't use that platform properly, Queen Elizabeth II.
Worked up about Diana, who did exactly what you are suggesting, took her notoriety, used it for good, and they didn't like her. The Queen is somebody who does. I think this Queen has done a great job in being philanthropic and focused and stuff. But the rest of the family, maybe Charles a little bit.
The human mind and emotions are just particularly weird. We were doing the people. Okay, we had Vladimir and Jinping. Xi is his family name. They do it backwards in China. Mm-hmm. At 10, Harry and Meghan, 9. Dr. Tony Fauci at 8. Hunter Biden.
So it could be his real. It would be in China. Fauci Tony.
Exactly. Fauci Tony is at number 8.
Sounds like
Biden Hunter is at 7. Breonna Taylor is at 6. Number 5, the woman whom you were discussing before, Amy Coney Barrett, the lead candidate, say the experts. At number 4, Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney. And
there's a combo you don't hear together.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 3. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald Trump. You may have noticed that Kamala Harris was not on this list. She was low profile lately.
Well, that may be it. It's also the fact that she has nothing really to say or add. As much as people think, oh, she's going to be fabulous on the ticket. All I saw her do this week was walk around a bunch of burned out cars in California with the governor. It was another piece of work. So what does she bring to the table? These are the best people we have? Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll pause now in the Action Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, stories and people and ancillary conversations. Here's something that's not ancillary. It's a focus on you starting fresh. We started fall this past week, and Calitrin has a huge fall into health sale on right now at toploss.com, which will help you if you are ready to make a real change in your life. Calitrin is here to help you every step of the way. Please go to toploss.com. Check out using the code DJV. That's DJV, so that you'll get the best deal, no shipping, all that good stuff. It's a fabulous way. I'm proud to be a spokesperson for them. This product is made in America.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder.
even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
20 after the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Excuse me. We're talking about what's going on, the stories of the week of September 21st to the 25th, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. One of the things,
here, take a pill.
The allergy season, we're back into this. Mm. You're in Florida. I was going to say, if you were back here in Massachusetts, I had not seen a color change on a leaf yet. which is pretty unusual. It takes a while.
It takes
into October.
Actually, no, I find being a big fan of the autumnal colors that every year it seems to be later and later.
Really?
That's my observation. That's an anecdotal observation. It's not based on any science or research.
One of the things that happens every year and has for the past 35 years, the first weekend of fall, is the Farm Aid Concert. This year they're making the attempt to do the same sort of thing. They've got actually quite a roster. I've been to a couple of these, Michael, and they really, because you know my interest in the farm, I think more and more people are getting savvy. The COVID thing has made us savvy about where our food comes from, quality food, that sort of thing, and that's going to be one of the things that they focus on Farm Aid. It's going to be on the YouTube, the Farm Aid YouTube channel, and Access TV, and fans.com. Mm. Quite a lineup. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews.
Wow. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, they're still involved in that, huh?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
They've both been champions of Farm Aid for decades.
35 years.
So, yeah. So are you still, as an expert on agriculture, which you are, do you still feel that we're going to have a tough winter when it comes to our food chain?
Yes, especially when I'm finding out more now because feed for cattle, at least in the Northeast, is getting very expensive because there isn't any because the drought has taken its course and its toll. So people in the Northeast are going to pay a lot of money for what there is for seasonal produce this winter. And one of the reasons not only is the drought, but because people have realized, they've woken up to the fact that there are farms that are producing food locally. I've seen among my friends that are produce guys the best year they've had for decades because people have just come, they've just come in droves to the farms because they, for whatever the reason, mostly because they couldn't find any food in March, and they started asking them, where's the food? And the answer is, it's on the farm, go find it. And that's what they've done. So both dairy and, although dairy is still in a very precarious, all of these guys are still in a very precarious position. And, you know, you look at the result, the number four story this week is about COVID, the stats, the projections, right. The more money that's been asked for the agricultural industry, and what has come out this week, we suspected it before, but just as a matter of conversation, and I'll bet this come up at Farm Aid, the another $14 billion going into the farmers' coffers, but the farmers aren't getting the money. Expose this week in three or four different newspapers, and I think on the Hill as well, was an overview of where the money has gone. And it's all legal, by the way. There's a lawyer in Missouri who specializes in getting money for families that own shares of these big co-ops. They all live on Park Avenue. One family, mother and father and four children, each got $250,000 apiece because they own a part of an ag co-op. And it's the lawyers found a loophole. And so he applies for the money on their behalf, and they get it. And that's what happened to billions of dollars. The farmers aren't getting it. The farmers, the family farmers are not getting this money. It's going to people like that.
That's happening all across the board in terms of big business. A lot of the small businesses are not getting the relief that they need.
No, no. So what are we doing about it? And that is what you look at. When you look at who's running for president and what, I mean, at least you know what the guy who's in there has been doing. And he's now, they're talking about, oh, we're going to give more money to our farmers. Well, wait till you see where it really goes. 28 past the hour. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes, everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones, So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
And only wear masks to show respect for the store owners that they go to, and basically hinted that they don't believe the masks necessarily are an effective remedy against the...
And that's the right-wing mantra, isn't it?
I mean, really and truly, that's the right-wing mantra.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
So that become political. Why it is, Jennifer is somebody that I've been around since she was a teenager. Love her.
Great woman.
She's very close to me. But I still sometimes think... As someone who grew up as a Republican, looking at this stuff now, you got to drink the Kool-Aid in order to be considered credible, and I don't like that about it. I just think, you know, this just everybody has to be in lockstep with where'd they come from? Where did some of these ideas come from? Who starts this stuff and makes it a left-wing or right-wing idea?
The influence of Donald Trump over the Republican mentality and his control over the GOP is profound. So, as far as
and yet the guy
history,
wasn't even a real Republican until he ran for president.
Well, if you recall, the GOP were not happy with him.
No, not at all.
He ran for president by basically disavowing his entire party.
Yeah.
He ran against the Bush legacy and dynasty.
Yep.
He viciously insulted people on the stage at the debates that went on now to be his toadies. I mean, I could never, ever, ever have any confidence in the backbone of Ted Cruz for sucking up to Trump the way he does. It has nothing to do with even the issues, in my opinion. It's like, what? After the guy said your father was involved in the assassination of JFK, he made fun of your wife's appearance, and you came out in the course of the campaign and said he's a narcissist and a sociopath, and now you support him unflinchingly.
Do it or die.
That to me is a total load of crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that brings me around to the first debate, which is this week. A lot of discussion about that. In the presidential race section, it's number two this week on the countdown list. How do you think the two of them will treat each other? Chris Wallace is the moderator of this first debate. So how do you think, does Trump dare go after Biden? I think in my own mind, even though I'm not voting for the guy anyway, I'm not going to vote for either one of them.
Well, I don't have confidence in either of them to get through this debate without shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
So I do not have the confidence in either to make a prediction that I feel confident has a chance of actually happening. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very interesting to see.
What do you think the voters' number one concern is? People in America. Right now. From listening to talk radio programs around the country, across the board, what do you glean from the discussions as to Americans' top concern?
In terms of their voting, their top concern is the ego that they've invested in supporting either Trump or the Democrats, that it's become completely irrational. Beyond that, I think it has to do, obviously, with the economy. I think that that's the driving factor. Whether it should be or not is neither here nor there, because a lot of the other factors really feed into how the economy goes. A lot of people don't follow that train of thought, though, to its logical conclusion. So I think we need to have a lot more civics taught in school. We've talked about that.
Wow.
That's why these elections are all based on bumper sticker slogans and emotion and anger. But I think that too many people have their egos tied up in this. They've argued with their crazy uncle at Thanksgiving one way or the other. They've put themselves out there. They identify with the politics of it in terms of their personal identity. They no longer seek truth. They only seek victory. And I'm afraid that personal emotion has taken over where there should be logical, objective, discerning decision-making going on, and that's not happening.
In my thinking this through and listening to the conversation, I think there are two issues. If the economy is considered the most important issue, then Trump wins. If health, the voters' top concern is health care or the health issues around the pandemic, Biden wins.
But you see, what I said before is that they ultimately tie it together. That it all come. The economy is based on all of that. The economy is based. The economy is based on the health issue. The COVID-19 is the greatest influence over the economy that is happening right now.
For the aforementioned
reasons, not our trade agreements, you know.
No, but for the mention that you just said about civics. People don't. We are in a very dangerous place right now in our country.
Tell me about
because
it.
People don't have a clue as to how things work, and they're so polarized because the news media has done a total disservice to all of us. I mean, we counted on the Walter Cronkites of the world, the Huntley Brinkley report. The people would bring us the facts. I noticed that WGN. Did you see that started a 24-hour news network, that it's all, there's no opinion, there's nobody coming in to say, what does this mean? They just are reporting the facts. I think it's very refreshing because you can't find that, you won't find that anywhere, even in the major network. You know where George Stephanopoulos stands. You know he's going to vote for Biden. You know he is. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I mean, so under the circumstances, how is that getting across what the news is? Well, we can do it, we can have our opinions and still do a good job. Bunkum.
Well, the question now is will a objective approach to the news, as WGN is trying, will that seem quaint by today's standards when everything is sensationalized? You know, one of the problems is the research indicates that that's the way you get a big audience, is to do this. There's questions as to whether there's an audience anymore for objective journalism.
Well, I'm watching it.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not saying there isn't. Well,
no,
plus, it's rationalized.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think that the intelligent, meaning people that are intelligent, the intelligent is one of the most underrated segments of the American population. The media plays to stupidity, and everything's rationalized anyway. Maybe intelligent people make up a large, small slice of the pie. And maybe by putting out intelligent stuff, whether it's in the news or just entertainment, you might get enough of a share based on how fractionalized the pie is to be able to compete. I think that the intelligent segment of this population is underserved.
Underserved? Not served at all.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But underserved is what I say. They're not served by the major. Well, you don't have to defer at all. It's your opinion. It's my opinion. Neither of us are empirically right. That's what it's all about. That's why I don't like to argue with people on the radio. I'm interested. That's your view. Here's my view. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just letting you know what I think or what I hear other people think. Mm-hmm. Why does everything have to be a debate? And somebody has to win and somebody has to lose.
Because that's what we've educated people to think is supposed to happen. And when you look at the Supreme Court and the discussion of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, never mind her life, but what she brought to the table, there's no discussion about her and her friendship with Scalia. It's all about women's rights, their reproductive right, and this woman who nobody knows and has a very blasé record, Amy Barrett. She's not a distinguished jurist. At all. She checks off a couple of boxes, and that's it. And so you're going to put all of your eggs in that basket with somebody who, you look back on that, and that's what sort of people said about Clarence Thomas. He wasn't a distinguished judge. Is he a distinguished jurist on the Supreme Court? I don't think so. He's okay, but he's not the best of the best. Shouldn't we have the best of the best on the Supreme Court. After all, their decisions affect lives of millions of people and how the country works. So you're just going to put in somebody who's just, who checks the boxes? Come on.
This is something that's actually gone on for, it's gone on for a long time. I mean, the politics involved in selecting whether a Supreme Court justice is a Democrat or a Republican, left or right, liberal, that's been going on a long time. I mean, you know, they're talking about packing the court, which is an interesting concept. And then you realize FDR attempted to do that, you know, two generations ago. So politics has always been partisan and dirty. We just know more about it because it's faster and louder than ever before because of our communications. But no, it's, you know, it's like going in the kitchen and seeing how the restaurant operates, or the old you know, expression.
Making sausage. The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and a focus on his vaccine, offering it to everybody at the United Nations. Yeah, of course. Harry and Meghan at number 9. Trump says he doesn't like Meghan. Okay. Number 8, Dr. Fauci. Number 7, one of the Biden family members, Hunter, in the focus again briefly. Breonna Taylor is at 6. Amy Coney Bryant, the Supreme Court, well, maybe the Supreme Court nominee, we'll see over the weekend. Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney are tied for 4th place. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is at 3. Joe Biden is in 2nd position, and as one might expect, Donald Trump, who was booed at a, as he paid respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, he got booed. I don't think that, can we just give it a break? Give it a rest, folks. All right, that's People List, and it comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. 44 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
The story list this weekend from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Actually, the charts are an overview of what's gone on News Talk Radio for this past week, September 21st to the 25th. At number 10, relationships during the COVID period. Number 9, the disaster of the fires and that sort of thing on the West Coast. Number 8, situation in education from top to bottom. Number 7, our economy and how it's being affected by COVID. Foreign relations, number 6 with the Russians, the Chinese, etc. Number 5, a focus on vaccines and masks. The projections, the stats, number 4. Number 3, race relations, along with it's connected to Breonna Taylor and what happened there this week. Presidential race and the debate about mail-in votes, number 2. and the passing of RBG, number one, as you might expect, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and all of the focus on that. Those are the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine this week, in the News Talk Radio world. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, as we've gone through the discussion of people and the stories of the week, understanding what the big deal is. The number three item, race relations, what happened this week in Louisville as the Breonna Taylor thing continues to whirl around. The police chief there says in a memo, don't worry to her fellow police officers. Those people are going to be washing our cars when this is all over. Mm. I mean, that kind of stupidity, the shootout, it happens. And yet the people, this again, the right-wing factor here is that all police are good and all, you know, the people who are criticizing are bad. It just doesn't play, Michael. It doesn't
we got to meet in a place of compromise and understanding. Yeah. We got to listen to people. When people say they're hurting, they're hurting. They wouldn't be complaining if somebody wasn't hurting. And are there two sides to every story? Yes, there are.
Yep.
We have to find a rational balance between you know, what's wrong and what's right, and then understand that everything can't be perfect. But to deny the pain that people express is to only invite more pain.
Yep, that's a very wonderful way of putting it. It's like sort of countdown extra. Did you see the story of the woman who fell out of her car going around the M25 in London?
No.
Fell out of the car trying to do a Snapchat video. And as she was shooting it, she was hanging out of a car. She fell onto the M25, which is the ring road around London, busiest road in England, and didn't get run over. And to see what happened to this woman and to understand that she... that she survived. Back to where's the common sense today? We talk about it, whether it's the election, this kind of stuff. Who in their right mind would be halfway out of a car on the M25 and then not be tied to anything and fall out of the car?
Oh, God.
Anga bunga.
Bye.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Bitcoin is a decentralized and digital cryptocurrency that does not use a central bank or single administrator. It began back in 2009, and with a limited supply, Bitcoin has become big money. Sean Amuni is CEO and founder of ShakePay, and they specialize in Bitcoin transactions.
The premise here is that we believe that Bitcoin is this new way for people to transact with their wealth. And over the next 10, 20 years, you're going to start seeing a big shift in financial infrastructure moving from the big banks to the online commercial centers. And Bitcoin is going to usher in that new wave. And so we believe enabling a way to get into and understand how Bitcoin works, what it is, and to just get a feel of how to use it is really just that step into that direction.
More info is at shakepay.co.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal ear and eye and spokesperson, actually. He comes with a lot of cred. He's a big-time prof at Bentley University, one of the country's leading experts on the legalities of scams and how you keep yourself from getting into the frying pan with those things. identity theft. He's just a good all-around lawyer. So I asked him to come visit with us on the countdown to give us his ideas when it comes to the legal aspects of some of the top 10 stories. Obviously, the Supreme Court debate about who should replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. From your perspective, what did she bring? I mean, we hear all the accolades and the usual stuff. All right. So do you have a story that is not necessarily on the top of mind of everybody about Ruth Bader Ginsburg from the legal side of things? You know, there's got to be something.
Thoughtfulness. It's one of the things where, again, we're starting to see the stories about how she and Antonin Scalia, two are totally polar opposites as far as their opinions in the law, what good friends they were, and even when they disagreed. And there was a great story where she was writing a majority opinion, and Justice Scalia was going to write a stinging dissent. And in an unusual move, he sent her the dissent ahead of time so that she would have it to be able to make her opinion even stronger. And it was the respect that people with differing viewpoints can have that is one of the lasting impressions I take from her.
Yeah. So now the debate that may go to the Supreme Court, number two this week on our story list, has to do with mail-in voting. I don't think you and I have weighed in that discussion so far. So what all of this hubbub, I don't even know why people think that this is when you get to the brass tacks of this, voting 5-6 weeks ahead of the actual election, well, I mean, all this stuff so much can change. I would think the votes would almost be discounted because they're not up to date.
Well, it doesn't. That goes back to our thought of does the election have to be the moment on November 3rd or that first Tuesday in November? What the people's view is at that moment, and really the law has changed, and it's been quite a while that different states have allowed early voting. I early vote, and frankly, I think it's even less of an issue this year because with the polar candidates, I think it was like Stephen Colbert said, if you're an undecided voter at this point, did you just wake up from your coma? You know, this is a very, very clear election, and therefore, you know, you can have your opinion. I've looked a lot into the area of mail-in ballots and found that the accusations of problems there are vastly, vastly overstated. Frankly, this is a Trump tactic to devalue the election, but there have not been issues with mail-in ballots.
Mm-hmm. Breonna Taylor, there's an issue and a half. What's your read on what happened this past week regarding her?
Well, you know, I think here again, I'm a big supporter of Black Lives Matter, and I think what happened in Louisville was exactly what should have happened. And interestingly enough, I saw Charles Barkley taking criticism because he said the same thing. These were officers who went into the home with a no-knock warrant. Now, you can argue about that all you want, but they went in unannounced. They were fired upon legitimately by someone who saw people breaking into his house. The officers returned fire. Frankly, the only officer that was charged, should have been charged, who was outside and recklessly was shooting at the building. But it's terribly unfortunate. I think the civil amount that was paid by the city was proper because it was their negligence. It was not a proper warrant. But those officers, they didn't do anything wrong.
The one thing that I'm taking away from this week, chief of police there, apparently an internal memo has surfaced in the last day or so suggesting to her fellow police officers not to worry about all this Black Lives Matter stuff because pretty soon they'll be washing our cars. So you can imagine where that's going to go.
That's not good.
How are your divorce lawyer friends doing? Number 10, relationship stuff, suicides, man, way, way up. But what about divorces? We've talked about that.
I think what the two lasting things we're going to see with the pandemic, I think we're going to see a lot of divorces. And mark my words, 6 months from now, you and I, Doug, are going to be talking about these massive data breaches at companies and the government that all happened during the pandemic.
Right. We're not talking about anything that's really going on. All we're talking about is this stuff. All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his expertise on the law on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump is calling it a made-up phony story of a New York Times report. He paid just $750 in federal income tax the year he entered the White House.
The New York Times has been doing fake story after fake story. I've never seen anything like it. And people understand it. And people, that's why the media has such a low approval rating now because of what they've done. It's really a shame.
The subject is sure to come up in Tuesday's first presidential debate with Joe Biden. Both sides are lining up on the president's third Supreme Court pick, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the announcement on Saturday afternoon. Democrats, led by Joe Biden, want the Senate to wait on the confirmation, while Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says hearings will begin October 12th, a floor vote possibly by the 26th, and confirmation days before the election. On ABC's This Week, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee was asked what Barrett's confirmation would mean for the future of Roe versus Wade.
You can't look at the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice and boil down that jurist's contribution to the law. Past and future, to what they might do with a single case.
Hospitals in the Paris and Marseille regions delaying some scheduled operations to free up space for COVID-19 patients as the French government's trying to stem a rising tide of coronavirus infections. As restaurants and bars closed, it's in Sunday in Marseille as part of a week of scattered new French virus restrictions. Health Minister Olivier Véran insisted the country plans no new lockdowns. The Heat going to the NBA Finals to play the Lakers after they beat the Boston Celtics 125-113 Sunday night. Bam Adebayo, that is, scored 32 points, grabbed 14 rebounds. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
France has promised to protect its Jewish community from extremists after a double stabbing in Paris blamed on Islamic terrorism.
French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin visited a synagogue ahead of the evening start of Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. He says more than 7,000 police and soldiers are protecting Jewish services this weekend. France has Europe's largest Jewish community. The suspected assailant in the stabbing attack told investigators that he was targeting the offices of satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo after it recently republished drawings of the Prophet Muhammad. Two people were wounded. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Mali's transitional president appointed former Minister of Foreign Affairs Mokhtar Ouane on Sunday as the West African nation's prime minister just days after being sworn into office. The appointment of a civilian prime minister, a major condition imposed by the regional economic bloc, ECOWAS. More news at townhall.com. A water scare in Texas.
Officials in Texas have lifted a warning for a Houston area community to stop using tap water because it might be tainted with a deadly brain-eating microbe, but with a warning that the water should be boiled before being consumed. Earlier this month, a 6-year-old child died after contracting the microbe Naegleria fowleri. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality late Saturday lifted the warning for Lake Jackson and replaced it with a notice to boil water for bathing and cooking and advised residents to prevent water from getting in their nose. John Scott reporting.
Environmental activists say a little notice provision in the Trump administration rule could lead to pollution of some man-made lakes. The provision classifies reservoirs created to provide cooling waters for power plants as parts of waste treatment systems, which are not covered under the Clean Water Act. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes, everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What you need to know from the world of News Talk Radio, you will find in the next hour, or the next couple of hours, depending on how long you want to share the experience of the Week in Review from the World of Talk Radio and the World of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show and Rich McFadden, who's been my colleague for, since I think it was 1894 when we first started. You and me and Mark
Carney.
Somewhere around there.
Yep.
All right, so we're here
Mark
to Carney discuss.
Was late to the party.
Yeah. The top 10 stories of the week. Jennifer Horn is off this week, so we get to the top 10 stories and the people as well. Always the people, the tease here is that the people and the stories go together. Now, one of the big stories this week for me has been the number of flies that are in my studio. I'm about to take a shot. Now, this is not big news, but it is a distraction. So if you hear me go during the course of the hour.
Lovely.
All right, number 10, the relationship stuff. I don't know if there's anything new here. We pretty much have all fallen, right? Richie, do you know anybody or Victoria who's gotten a divorce as the COVID thing has penetrated our lives or have separated anybody?
A lot of celebrities. Yeah. A lot of celebrities.
Somebody you know in your circle.
I know a few people who've wanted to get divorced but haven't.
Why?
Well, I mean, saying that, you know, it's been a lot of togetherness and it's been a strain on relationships, but no one I know has actually split.
Really? The business about splitting or getting away from who you were with would lead us into thinking, okay, well, do you want to match up? Do you want to partner up with somebody else? I wonder how the dating services have done during this, because who would want to go out with somebody you don't know on a date?
It's all virtual. I hear the commercials. Yeah, it's all virtual now. So they're setting up Zoom dates for you. Yeah.
So what happens on a Zoom date?
So
what are you doing on a Zoom date?
The same thing that happens on a Zoom meeting. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
Oh, wow. You mean on a Zoom meeting?
On a Zoom meeting, you chat for a little bit, and then if you decide that you like each other, you chat again, and then maybe you find some socially distanced opportunity to go for a walk in the park or something like that.
You sit on one end of
the bench. I think it's actually a better way, because if you're seeing a person in front of you, you can know faster if you're going to have chemistry, rather than just texting five different people at once. I think it's actually cuts to the chase. I think it might be better.
Really?
Yeah.
But what happens when you want to meet them?
Well, then
when
you
want to go to dinner with them or go to a movie.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, you grab coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
Coffee's not good for
you. It's not that complicated.
No. All right. Well, I'd see that if you tell where I've been for the past 6 months. Number nine, disasters, weather, the whole business about the fires on the West Coast seem to be stabilizing a little bit. But isn't it interesting, more to the point of this, from my perspective, how we quickly push things off the front page, if you will. How the news cycles are such that some of these things, even though still important, are not being really handled or discussed. Once Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, there was nothing anywhere for a few days. Did you notice that? Discussion of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Really and truly, yeah. Nothing. And so that's the number one, too. I don't want to jump to the top of the list, but just as an aside, did she deserve as much attention as she got? How do we decide that? She had quite an amazing life. She did great things on the court.
I think she demanded the amount of attention that she got. Both being the force that she was and then creating the situation that we're in. She was an important person who passed at a very important time. Mm-hmm. And I think that creates and demands the conversation. And I think it's out of control in a lot of places, but it's a good conversation for us to have. Just some people are taking it to extremes.
The conversation about her or what she did or the times we're in?
I think it's probably all three, right? Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Rich is right. It's all three at once.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say, Victoria?
Well, I think one of the – and I know, again, I feel bad we're skipping to RBG here.
Well, we'll get back to it. We're going to go around a little bit. But
I think one of the best things to have a focus on her life, a lot of – especially for young girls and for women in general who may not know how their lives have been impacted by rulings that RBG has been a part of, I think that it's been a great history lesson. A lot of things have come out saying, if you're in the military, before Ruth Bader Ginsburg took on the case of a woman who was in the military who wanted equal pay and equal housing, which was not even available to women in the military unless you were married. Like, RBG took that case. This is before she was a justice. She took that case all the way to the Supreme Court and won. So if you're a woman in the military and you're single and you have equal pay and equal housing opportunities now through the military, you can thank RBG for that. There are a lot of things that people don't realize that she was so impactful. And I think it's great that people are really taking interest in our legal system, our justice system, and, a woman who is going to be an icon forever.
Well, I think that it comes once in a while to pass that we have somebody who's been in the public eye who really does have an impact, who's not political. Remember, her best friend was Antonin Scalia. Nobody could have been further away from philosophies than the two of them were, but yet they spent socially their time together at the court and on their own, much time together, and she freely said that he was her best friend. So I thought it was pretty interesting when it comes to that, there were people that profiled it, for sure, but not as many people paid attention to it. And maybe you could ask the question, why should they? What's unusual? Okay, so politically speaking, Richie, you're on one side. You got plenty of friends who are on the other side. You just maybe don't talk about politics or laugh about your points of view. And that's the way it ought to be. What the hell difference does it make? So your point is like, I've got three kids and you got four. What's the, you know, what's the difference? Go ahead.
Here's the difference, okay? I respect their points of view. Mm-hmm. I may not disagree with it, but I accept their reality and respect their point of view. Because if I deny their point of view, I cannot have a conversation with them and maybe have them see my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect case in point is the gay guy that lives across the street from me that voted for Obama twice. Now he texts me every night and can't wait to vote for Trump. And
really?
He's so excited to have the conversation with me.
Why? Why does he want to vote for Trump if he voted for Obama?
I mean, he's a dink. He and his partner make good money and dual income, no kids. Two gay guys.
I've never heard that.
He's like, I got my gay marriage.
I was like, what?
I don't need the Democrats for anything now.
That's cool. Yeah.
My gay friends who are married are actually... Depending on what happens with the Supreme Court, gay marriage has been given and taken away in the past, and it could be done again. So I don't know if he really wants to be on that train.
Until then, he wants his taxes cut.
Well, yeah. Good for him.
I give you as much rope on that one as you want, Victoria. I don't think any of those things are going to change. I just don't. The country, as upset as it is, and as confused as it is. And as right wing as some parts of it are, and left wing as other parts, and there the two shall meet.
You know what? That's been a play of the left for a long time. Is to threaten to take away abortion, threaten to take away gay rights, threaten to take away.
But because they have been taken away before, that's why it's not a threat.
Where have they been taken away? Where is there no growth there? Go ahead, excuse me.
When abortion was not legal, there Roe v. Wade. We know this. We've talked about this on the DJV show for a long time.
Right, but since then.
What do you mean, since then?
But it is
since
legal
what
now.
I'm saying is, since then, there are so many cases that are working in the lower courts already that are going to end up on the Supreme Court. And Roe v. Wade will absolutely go all the way back up to the Supreme Court. And you know, whoever Trump chooses, he has made no bones about it. It's going to be a pro-life judge. That shouldn't even be a term. It should be someone who upholds the law. Kavanaugh actually said it was considered settled law. That's not any of the answers that we've been getting from Amy Coney Barrett or whatever her name is. She's definitely not said that. So a lot of women, I think rightfully so, are concerned. Maybe it won't happen. Great. It's not like we're wishing for this to happen. But you know, if you're turning a blind eye and just saying, oh, everything's going to be fine, that's ridiculous. You're not participating in democracy.
Richie and I are saying that it's going to be fine, but I think that somewhere deeply rooted in the minds and the psyche of Americans who have a clue know that this is not something that you can trifle with. You can make a lot of noise about it and make the hay.
Well, what can you do if the Supreme Court,
Newsmax, and some of these other places that just love to beat away at that?
Right, but like, take away the news media. But if you're just a regular person who supports a woman's right to govern her own body, and then the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, what can an average person do? Nothing. There's nothing you can do about it.
But getting to that point, all right, we've gotten into that same thing. We're having the same argument that we've had for years and doesn't go anywhere. So it's 16 past the hour. This is the D. No, it isn't either. I was going to say this is D. Say it again, Doug. This is the Talk Radio Review, the roundup of the thoughts we have on the stories this week that are big, according to Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, Ellie Krieger here. I always think of fall as getting back into a routine, whatever that is these days. But no matter what, I like to keep my menu fresh, fun, and simple. I use fun little taste surprises to level up my fall favorites. I like to add a pop of flavor and nutrition by incorporating more fresh in-season produce. And one of my favorites is grapes from California. Did you know that California grapes are in season from May into January? All three colors, red, green, and black, are a tasty way to add healthy polyphenols and other antioxidants, potassium, and vitamin K to your diet. So take the classic avocado toast. It's great on its own, but I've leveled it up by brightening the creamy avocado with a little lemon juice, and I've added a pop of crunchy, sweet grapes. It's a fun twist you're going to love. For more tips on leveling up your fall favorites, go to grapesfromcalifornia.com. Hi, Ellie Krieger here. I always think of fall as getting back into a routine, whatever that is these days. But no matter what, I like to keep my menu fresh, fun, and simple. I use fun little taste surprises to level up my fall favorites. I like to add a pop of flavor and nutrition by incorporating more fresh in-season produce. And one of my favorites is grapes from California. Did you know that California grapes are in season from May into January? All three colors, red, green, and black, are a tasty way to add healthy polyphenols and other antioxidants, potassium, and vitamin K to your diet. So take the classic avocado toast. It's great on its own, but I've leveled it up by brightening the creamy avocado with a little lemon juice, and I've added a pop of crunchy, sweet grapes. It's a fun twist you're going to love. For more tips on leveling up your fall favorites, go to grapesfromcalifornia.com.
You're listening to this week's overview of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Review. The week of September 21st is on the bill of fare.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, Are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, or to be polite, ladies first, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. So the economy is number 7 this week. How are we all faring? The radio business, which Richie and I, well, we're all in it. You don't have to go sell spots, though, Victoria.
Thankfully.
Yeah, right. So, Richie, Richie is the operations director at Radio America, which is the originating network for this program and all my programs. So, what's it like to be in the radio business during the economy situational as it is now?
Transitional, but very good at the moment. You know, a lot of digital growing. The radio business continues to be good, and ad sales are doing well for us right now.
It was scary at first, though, right? It kind of took a nosedive.
It was scary at first. It was, there was a big unknown. but, you know, it's really interesting. We expected a dip, but never really saw it. A lot of people did kind of back off until they knew what business was going to look like for the rest of the year. But some people took the opportunity and dove right in, and especially on the digital side. And digital is on fire right now. So,
you're talking about podcasts and that sort of thing. All right, so there it is. That's one side of the economy. You have people that you know, Victoria, who are in business, family businesses. How do you think they're faring?
Not good at all. Their businesses are never going to come back.
What kind of businesses are we talking about? They are not doing
well. Well, some hospitality, some retail boutiques, can't pay the rent anymore and just had to take the entire business online, which really isn't that sustainable. So, my little small town in New Jersey where I grew up, the whole Main Street are these adorable little shops and they're going under. And you see it everywhere, you know. It's a very, very hard time for small business. And it's unfortunate because so many of these businesses are, you know, some salons I know that are just gone forever, places, you know, it's really sad because people pour their heart and soul into their small business. And, you know, something like this hits us so hard and there's just no way to come back.
So what I think when it comes to the economy, I think of big businesses, small businesses, but the ones that are dependent still on China, the number one car in America is the Ford Ranger, as far as having parts made in America. Number two, the minivans from Chrysler were number two, and then the Corvette was number three. So, you know, you look at that, and then you look back on, it seems almost, if you talk to somebody who's your senior, and they know about cars, Richie, you know a lot about cars, your family's been in the car business, it wasn't until recently that we even talked about the fact that there were parts in cars that didn't come from America. Because back when we were kids, the cars were all made in America, the parts, everything. They've sold all these things off, and they're all made in Taiwan or whatever, or China. But I'm wondering how much of
some Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico. Well, Mexico now looks good.
My car is we have a Chevy SUV, and when we bought it, I remember seeing on the sticker, you know, that they have in the side window, because we bought it, it was brand new, and it said all the parts, most of the parts were from South Korea, but the car was assembled in America.
Right.
Which was the first time I'd ever noticed a sticker like that.
Right. Yeah, assembled in America does mean made in America.
Right.
And that's why. And you'll notice now, by the way, a lot of the stuff that's made in China doesn't say made in China anymore.
Correct.
On it. And a lot of the things that are coming, you have to dig around to find things. Like I've told a story on the air about buying a clock and a toothbrush, the electric toothbrush and stuff like that. And I had to look long and hard before I found something, a razor, electric razor that wasn't made in China. I just made a decision to stay away from, as if I can knowingly understand where it came from and I can find stuff not made in China, then I'm buying it. If it's made in China, not buying it, period, if I can stay away from it, or at least I'm going to grump about it. All right, 28 and a half past the hour on the countdown.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Richmond Hill Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. It's the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine that's the focus of our discussion here. And also,
hold on for a second.
All right, a little extra color. You know, everything is real. Yeah, a lot of flies around this time of year. This is the time we take every week to go through and sort of philosophize a little bit, talk about what we've said on the air. When I say we, Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV Show, Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gotten ourselves to number six story, the story, the connection that we have to other countries and what other countries think about us. But more specifically this week, I think the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians and the meddling in the election. It's been on the front burner for quite a long time, but it became more poignant when the Chinese, when it became obvious how involved the Chinese are in this. And so I have said very publicly, Richie, Victoria knows this, I'm not going to vote for the lady who is currently my congresswoman because, well, she's not opposed by anybody, but she also will not answer my questions about what she's doing along with other members of Congress, but because she represents me, I want to know what she's doing to bring American businesses back to America. It's crickets. And I've had the exchange. The first time she actually responded to me, she was talking about how much of a mess Trump has made out of our foreign relations. And I shot her a note back and I said, I didn't ask you to criticize Trump. I asked you what you are going to do as a congressperson to bring businesses that are headquartered or they could be headquartered in Massachusetts or used to be headquartered in Massachusetts back. Nothing. So she doesn't get my vote.
Did you feel like it was a robo letter?
No. The first letter I got, I felt like she had written it or somebody was an aide, but no. The second, I know her aide locally, and he's an okay guy. He's a kid. But and he believes
because the answer is not something she wants to do, and that because it means tax relief to help make it feasible for any company to do business here. Because it's, think about this: we have a guy on the network. He does a radio show called Made in America. Neil Asbury owns 35 companies that make mostly kitchen, commercial kitchen. Products, dishwashers, refrigerators, down to spatulas, everything.
Yeah.
And so he's got a lot of companies that are still in Asia and then some that are back short. That's what they call it when they bring them back. And
what do you mean
you know,
back
he's
short?
Like,
what does that mean?
Back short means you bring it back to the shores.
Back short. Oh, okay. I thought you said back short. Got
back
it. Yep.
Short, yes.
Got it. Yep.
So, and Phil, our producer here, is the producer of this show, Made in America. And one of the things he talks about is, you know, by the time you pay for the shipping from Asia, by the time you pay the duties, by the time you pay off the local guys in China, by the time you pay off this, pay off that, pay off that, at a certain point, it becomes less cost effective to make it in Asia and China.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you bring it back here. So that's the battle that they have and that your congressperson should be fighting is, okay, what is that tipping point? And when can I get it to where it's actually more feasible to pay less taxes here than duties and payoffs and shipping there? And that's what they have to see.
There's this big debate about
tax revenue,
about things that are un-American. I think that approach is American and pro-American, and the other approach is anti-American. When you know how up to their mickeys the Chinese are in trying to screw us over, and the rest of the world, but mostly America, and the Russians, it's kind of sport for the Russians at this point. But when it comes down to the brass tacks of who are our friends and who are not our friends, the Chinese are not our friends. The government,
say this, they're stealing. Any company everything. That has anything made in China, their information is being stolen. Their servers mm-hmm. are being hacked. Yep. You can guarantee that.
Yeah, right. So why do we put? Why are we not asking? Why isn't this on the front burner of all of these conversations? Especially
well, it
when it comes
cases.
To. Well, but they started the health predicament that we're in now. Was caused by them and continues, you know,
well,
to be.
Yes. I want to get to the point where, you know, from 9/11, the families of the victims of 9/11, that law passed where they can sue Saudi Arabia directly. I don't know
yeah.
how far it goes, but at least they have that ability. I would like every victim
sue China.
And family's victim,
yep.
or victims'
yeah.
families to be able to do the same thing with coronavirus.
Yep.
And maybe
yeah.
we'll get there next year. It took a long time to get to that point for you know, Saudi Arabia, so
but
who
hey.
Knows.
Listen, the flip side of this story is with foreign affairs in China and Russia is the campaign of disinformation. I was talking to Sarah Carter. She does a podcast with us, and she's a great reporter. She's on Fox News all the time. But she's a reporter's reporter. And she talks about the basically war that we are in with disinformation, and it's
yeah.
coming from so many different
yeah.
avenues. It's coming
I
from China.
I didn't know what to believe.
It's coming from Russia. It's
yep.
coming
from Iran.
The big media. It's coming from big tech, big digital. It's coming from both political
big
parties.
So big egg.
Big
is
egg.
Disinformation.
It's coming from everywhere. So
yeah.
when you open up your – I deleted my Facebook app last week, and I just checked Facebook on my computer now. So I'm not – constantly checking it all the time. You need to control the information that you are being fed because somebody is trying to manipulate you 24/7 from 17 different angles.
Right.
And you need to be aware of that. As long as you're aware of that, you can control it and you can decide what you believe is right or wrong information.
Yep.
And you know what? I've been saying forever on the DJV show, stop getting your quote-unquote news from Facebook. Facebook should stay
yeah.
exactly what it is. It's to talk to people that you never really were friends with in high school, but now all of a sudden you're friends with them on Facebook. That's what it is, and that's what it needs to stay, right? I mean, that, like, let's be honest. That's what Facebook
what a great
needs
characterization.
To stay.
Oh, my God.
That is college, too, man.
You
college
so
and high school.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, that is it. Really
yeah, so
is.
Like, stop
you're right.
trying to stop. People need to stop sharing news.
Well, and the
on
other
Facebook
thing
because they're sharing misinformation.
Oh
the other
God.
Thing, though, Victoria,
so
is
funny.
That how many people you know, now are being affected by? They want to censor what's there, and so you have a right to be a moron. You have a right to be a dope. You have a right to be stupid and express yourself. That's what America is all about. So these clowns want to stop that from happening. I think you see the seamy, ugly underbelly of what some Americans are really all about because they don't have the balsam to say, they wouldn't say it to your face, but they'll hide behind some phony ID on Facebook and you take it for what it's
yeah,
worth.
But here's the dilemma. They are being manipulated. So there's the people who see a story or see 50 different stories a day in 5 different feeds, whether
mm-hmm.
it's Fox, CNN, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, right? And who knows where that information is coming from, China, Soros, Russia, Republicans
yeah.
and Democrats, whatever it is, right? Somebody's feeding that. And there are the people who see the information and can discern whether that information is some kind of propaganda and whether they should go check it out.
Hmm.
And then there are people who just read it and go, and repost and
but
start
then,
screaming about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but then the other side
yeah.
of it is also, the other side is that we have dead-on information that the Chinese government has been involved in the violent protests. We know that we have, and yet that sort of information has been suppressed by the standard media for whatever the reason.
If you were to be able to track the money that are funding these protesters,
mm-hmm.
you would be outraged
yeah.
at where the big money is.
Why
I mean,
isn't
when they're
that
delivering pallets of bricks?
Yeah.
And when yeah. when U-Haul vans are opening up and people are jumping out of the U-Haul van all armored up and ready to
mm-hmm.
go riot. Something's
oh.
going on. This is a war that's going
yeah.
taking place in the shadows, and you need to be aware of it.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to deal with to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. That's number five, the whole healthcare thing. Well, most of the discussion is on vaccines and how good your mask is, coming up here on the Talk Radio Review. The story list this weekend from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Actually, the charts are an overview of what's going on News Talk Radio for this past week, September 21st to the 25th. At number 10, relationships during the COVID period. Number 9, the disaster of the fires and that sort of thing on the West Coast. Number 8, situation in education from top to bottom. Number 7, our economy and how it's being affected by COVID. Foreign relations, number 6 with the Russians, the Chinese, etc. Number 5, a focus on vaccines and masks. The projections, the stats, number 4. Number 3, race relations, along with it's connected to Breonna Taylor and what happened there this week. Presidential race and the debate about mail-in votes, number 2. And the passing of RBG, number 1, as you might expect, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And all of the focus on that. Those are the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine this week, in the News Talk Radio world.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Left untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to high blood pressure, an irregular heartbeat, even heart attack and stroke.
For whatever reason, either a structural problem of the airway from a lack of proper bony development or perhaps an excess of soft tissue or fat, the airway at night will collapse. So when you're particularly lying on your back and you're relaxed and you're sleeping well, unfortunately your tongue and your soft palatal tissues can go backwards and obstruct the airway.
Common treatments include CPAP machines and oral devices. But when those don't work, Dr. Christopher Viazzi says surgery may be an option.
Our ENT physicians frequently will do soft tissue surgeries. In our specialty, we tend to do bony surgeries. And it all depends on where the problem is and what the structural abnormality really is.
He says the surgery to move the facial bones forward has about a 90% cure rate. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org. With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Left untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to high blood pressure, an irregular heartbeat, even heart attack and stroke.
For whatever reason, either a structural problem of the airway from a lack of proper bony development or perhaps an excess of soft tissue or fat, the airway at night will collapse. So when you're particularly lying on your back and you're relaxed and you're sleeping well, unfortunately your tongue and your soft palatal tissues can go backwards and obstruct the airway.
Common treatments include CPAP machines and oral devices. But when those don't work, Dr. Christopher Viazzi says surgery may be an option.
Our ENT physicians frequently will do soft tissue surgeries. In our specialty, we tend to do bony surgeries. And it all depends on where the problem is and what the structural abnormality really is.
He says the surgery to move the facial bones forward has about a 90% cure rate. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Bad Vlad, Puking Putin, and a focus on his vaccine, offering it to everybody at the United Nations. Yeah, of course. Harry and Meghan at number 9. Trump says he didn't like Meghan. Okay. Number 8, Dr. Fauci. Number 7, one of the Biden family members, Hunter, in the focus again briefly. Breonna Taylor is at 6. Amy Coney Bryant, the Supreme Court, well, maybe the Supreme Court nominee, we'll see over the weekend. Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney are tied for fourth place. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is at three. Joe Biden is in second position. And as one might expect, Donald Trump, who was booed at a, as he paid respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, he got booed. I don't think it's that. Can we just give it a break? A break. Give it a rest, folks. All right, that's People List. And it comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to it here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden discussing the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The debate over whether you get a vaccine or not. When will it be ready? Will it be soon enough? What's going to happen with the mask thing, the microns? So, are you even familiar, Richie, with the debate over masks and how big the micron drops are to come out of your mouth, out of your nose?
I mean, you know, I keep hearing the quote, wearing a mask is like using a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. So I guess that's what you're talking about and whether the microbes.
Well, some of
the
them.
Mask and the mesh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that definitely applies to those neck gaiters that every dude that I know has been wearing until that study came out that they were
the least effective.
That's what I wear. Yeah, they're the least effective of all of them. Essentially, in some ways...
Don't care.
Why? Why don't you care? It's what you're going to wear mask. What's the point of not wearing one that doesn't work?
I wear one to make people feel better.
I do.
So
I think they do a job.
I've got a mask on.
Yeah.
Well,
I do
if I
that
see a guy with a gator
polite.
Running, it doesn't make me feel better because I know it's not doing anything. He's still.
If you see a guy with a what kind?
Right. A what's gator, it? A neck gator. They're the neck gator.
Oh, it's just a bandana.
It
looks like a scarf, like a round scarf.
Yeah, I mean, like surfers use them and snowboarders use them to kind of feel an extra layer of warmth. But the reason that they use them for sports is because you can breathe easily. Well, hello, if you can breathe easily through them, they're not effective. And that's so all the guys that I know in our guy group have stopped wearing them now because they're not effective. They're not protecting themselves or anybody else.
Effective at what?
At preventing any of the droplets going through the mask either way. That's the problem. That the size of the, like when you're talking about the chain link fence, you're wearing a chain link fence around your neck.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, and I'm fully aware of it. But like, what's the danger? Like, here's the reality. I know it's a terrible mask, right? I know it's worthless. But I put it on because, you know, in certain places you're required to wear a mask or whatever it is, right? But I stay 6 to 10 feet away from any human, even when I have it on.
Okay.
Because of this. I get it. I'm not going 2 feet away from somebody because I don't want to wear the mask. So I'm out.
Well, yes, you are, because we've run out of time. All right. Discussion of the stories. Thanks to Rich McFadden and Victoria Keenan. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a countdown. It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Top five technology stories of the week. Let's hear from Victoria, see how they affected you. At number five, the Almost Darwin Award winner of the week.
This was the dumbest tech story. I will say this, I admit. This was the dumbest tech story of the week, but it was one that made it all around the world. A woman fell out of a car onto a busy highway while trying to film a Snapchat video in London. She was hanging out of a moving vehicle in the passenger side. She fell onto the M25 motorway, which is encircles all of London. It's a very, very busy motorway.
Ring road around London, yep.
She is so lucky that she is alive. She landed in a live lane, and the police said it's only with luck that she wasn't seriously injured or killed, and she was treated at the scene by paramedics for non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests were made, which is where a lot of people on social media chimed in and said that there should be arrests filed against her. I agree with that. One person said, you know, the worst thing is if she had been hit by a car, the driver would have been charged with hitting her. And then the driver would have had to live with potentially killing someone for the rest of their life. It's completely unfair. So, and as we know, we've been hearing these stories for years now. Between October 11th and November of 2017, they've had 259 worldwide deaths from selfies. So, right. It's just... Yeah, people continue to be stupid. They fall off mountains. They fall down cliffs. It's ridiculous.
Gives new meaning to the song, Climb Every Mountain. Number four, Microsoft taking a shot at Zoom. Good.
Yep. Yeah, they're definitely taking some notes from Zoom and making Microsoft Teams a lot better. They have that new Together mode for Microsoft Teams, which was actually created just for the pandemic for people to have virtual meetings at home. The new background scenes include a number of auditoriums, conference rooms, even a coffee shop. And this new mode is getting an update with a new feature that uses machine learning to automatically scale and center people in their virtual seats, no matter how far they're sitting from the webcam, so everybody is lined up evenly. If this sounds familiar, this is what you're seeing when you watch NBA games. They use Microsoft Teams Together mode for that virtual crowd feature where it looks like all of the fans are sitting next to each other perfectly lined up. And so that's Microsoft Teams is moving forward with all of these layouts. They're also going to allow up to 1,000 meeting participants at one time, and then you can separate out into different rooms. It'd be great for education. Teachers can pop in and out of different rooms into group activity. So it's a lot of advances have been made through Microsoft. It also kind of gives us an indication that I don't know that we're going to be back in regular physical offices anytime soon because people are pumping more and more money into virtual stuff like that.
Right. Number three this week, Amazon making it easier for you to buy some of the products that they offer.
Yep, Amazon is launching a new environmental program called Climate Pledge Friendly, and it's going to label these certain products that meet one of 19 certifications for sustainability. The goal is to help climate-conscious consumers who don't typically really like Amazon because of Amazon's carbon footprint, but this is a way to actually buy these products. 25,000 products so far have been certified with this new label, and it includes grocery items, household, fashion, beauty, personal electronics, things like that. And so the Climate Pledge Friendly products will be clearly labeled and in the shopping results. And then Amazon has partnered with third-party certifications to let everybody know how sustainable it is to essentially help preserve the natural world.
Number two, Sam's Club having a revitalization of sorts.
Yeah, Sam's Club has a great new thing. They're giving its members a new way to see the doctor virtually. We know telemed and telehealth have been so big during the pandemic that Sam's Club is doing taking it to the next step. They're using a Seattle-based virtual primary care provider called 98.6. So 98.6 will now be part of Sam's Club. If you are a member at the club or plus membership level, you can sign up for a quarterly subscription, and it will only cost $20 per participant for the first 3 months, and it's actually $10 off the regular fee. With the subscription to 98.6 through Sam's Club, unlimited virtual visits are only $1 each, and then that gives you access to U.S. board-certified doctors 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So this is really, really great stuff. All kinds, 400 common conditions that you can use these doctors for. So not obviously ER-related stuff, but regular, you know, keeping up with health appointments. So I think
number one, Google Maps.
Yeah, Google Maps is they're including a new COVID layer. They have different layers that you can add if you want to, you know, check out restaurants on the map, or if you want to check out hotels, national parks, whatever. They're adding a COVID map, which will allow you to see how many confirmed cases are in the area that you're searching. And this is a great feature. That's they're pooling data from Johns Hopkins, the New York Times, and Wikipedia, and this will allow people to, you know, really check out where they're planning on going and to see how safe it is.
All right, so there they are, the top five tech stories this week, as gleaned by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is calling bogus the New York Times report he paid little or no federal income tax for several years.
The filings I have, I think I have 108 pages of filings for all these different companies that do very well, obviously, because the filings, and nobody talks about that. You'll learn much more if you look at those filings, and we have to file every single year. But you'll learn much more if you look at those filings. Those filings are very complete.
The report and the president's nomination of conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court expected to be top items when the president debates Joe Biden on Tuesday night. Florida police and campaign officials say President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, has been hospitalized after he threatened to harm himself. His wife called earlier Sunday and said that Parscale was locked in the, barricaded in the house, had multiple firearms, and was threatening to hurt himself. He was hospitalized under the state's Baker Act, which allows anyone deemed to be a threat to themselves or others to be detained for 72 hours for psychiatric evaluation. Parscale was demoted from the campaign manager's post in July, but remained part of the campaign, helping to run its digital operations. Gas prices dipped just a bit over the past 2 weeks.
The average gasoline price slipped one penny in the past 2 weeks. The average is now $2.25. And that is a whopping 47 cents under what it was 1 year ago.
That's fuel analyst Shelby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey. She says there are several conditions keeping pump prices low this week.
One is the seasonal decline in demand, but we also have pointed news in unemployment signaling lower demand, and schools are not reopened.
More news, more analysis, both at townhall.com.
me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
India has registered more than 88,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases in the past day in a declining trend with recoveries exceeding daily infections.
New cases have fallen by around 7,000 daily in the past week after reaching a record number close to 100,000 earlier this month. Still, India is expected to become the pandemic's worst-hit country within weeks, surpassing the United States where more than 7 million people have been infected. The surge has raised the country's virus tally to over 5.9 million, with more than 90,000 deaths. Although India has the highest number of recovered patients in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University, its recovery rate stands at about 82%. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Pakistani Supreme Court is to hear an appeal Monday by the family of slain American journalist Daniel Pearl that challenges the acquittal of a British-born Pakistani in the gruesome 2002 beheading of the Wall Street Journal reporter. More at townhall.com. One presidential vote this election is going to come from out of this world.
Kate Rubin's preparing with two cosmonauts for a mid-October launch at a six-month stay at the International Space Station says it's really important for everybody to vote. Rubin said, if we can do it from space, then I believe folks can do it from the ground, too. Most U.S. astronauts live in Houston. Texas laws allow them to vote from space using a secure electronic ballot. Mission Control forwards the ballot to the space station and relays the completed ballot back to the county clerk. Patrick Foss reporting.
Law enforcement declared an unlawful assembly late Saturday, forcing protesters from downtown Portland, Oregon, making several arrests just hours after demonstrations earlier in the day ended without many reports of violence. Hundreds of people were gathered downtown in the Rose City when the unlawful assembly was announced just before midnight by the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with Mr. and Mrs. Harris, as in Phil and Alice, and then a certain Miss Brooks, an English teacher at Madison High School, is voiced by Eve Arden. Before radio and later television fame, Arden would show up in supporting roles in a number of motion pictures in the 1930s and early 40s. At around that same time, our first talented lady was a big screen musical star. Among Alice Faye's best-known motion pictures, Rose of Washington Square, Alexander's Ragtime Band, and the Shirley Temple pictures Stowaway and Poor Little Rich Girl. One of the ongoing jokes on Harris and Faye was that Alice was wealthier than Phil, which was entirely possible. She certainly had a bigger career than him at first. Their marriage would endure more than half a century. How about that? Here now, Mr. and Mrs. Harris, or perhaps Mrs. and Mr. Fay, in a broadcast from May 18th, 1952.
Here, Nipper. Nipper, come here, boy. Over here. Speak. Louder. That's a good dog. Now sit down and listen to your master's voice.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, and yours truly, Phil Foreman. Today, Julius disappears mysteriously, and Alice makes Phil and Frankie search for the kid. They find him in a highly unlikely place, and in a most unusual condition. Last week, Phil and Frankie moved to their summer home, the Hollywood Park Racetrack. They've been there every day since the track opened, but their luck hasn't been very good, and they've lost everything. Now, having run out of ammunition, they've come back to town to reload.
Rumley, I don't know if I ought to take any more money out of the bank. I've been taking it out all week.
Well, just a little more isn't going to hurt, Curly. It'll give us a chance to recoup our losses. Now, just stop arguing and get the money.
All right. I hate to do this, but I guess taking a little more couldn't... Rumley, we can't get any more money out of here.
Why not?
My kids plugged up the hole in their piggy bank.
I wonder why they plugged it up.
I guess they don't trust their mother.
Curly, don't you have any money left at all? Look in your pocket.
All I have in my pocket is this old Indian head penny. I can't bear to part with this. You see, Granddaddy's picture is on it.
Well, looks like we'll have to borrow it from somebody else. Does your wife have a piggy bank?
Don't be silly. Alice don't have no piggy bank. She keeps her money in an elephant. Life size.
You should be able to borrow it from somebody.
Hey, how about your brother-in-law, Willie? You mean old glue pockets? He wouldn't lend me a nickel.
He might if you'd approach him nicely. Instead of insulting him like you always do, butter him up a little.
For him, butter's too expensive. I'll use chicken fat.
Oh, never mind. Let me handle him. I'll lay it on good.
Then you better get ready, Buster. Here he comes.
Good morning, fellows.
Ah, tis William, sweet William, the flower of American manhood. A prince among men and a gem of gems.
What's the matter, Francis? Have you got a snoot full?
Oh, what a wonderful wit. Curly, you are indeed fortunate to be blessed with an in-law such as this. Do you realize how lucky you are?
It wasn't luck. I planned it this way. Why, the day Alice asked me to marry her, I said no. And then suddenly I saw William standing in the doorway, and I knew I just had to have him as a brother-in-law.
Why, Philip, what brought this on? You never told me you liked me.
I didn't. Oh, I thought everybody knew why I've told every little star just how sweet I think you are. Oh, why haven't I told you? I've called the ripples in the brook.
Curly, you can make stop my... now.
I gotta record that sometime.
Just, what are you after, Philip?
Curly, I told you William was too smart to be taken in by your blatant flattery. Willie, I'll come right to the point. Would you be willing to contribute $20 to preserve a bit of Americana?
Certainly. Well, you know I'm interested in preserving American tradition. What are you planning to do?
We're going to build a home for the great American statesman, Eddie R. Carroll.
I don't believe I ever heard of a statesman named R. Carroll.
You didn't? Did you ever hear of Churchill?
Oh, yes.
Well, our Caro is to America what Churchill is to Downs.
Oh. Well, what kind of a home are you going to build him?
A hacienda in Hialeah. It's going to be a cute little vine-covered cottage with a tote board over the fireplace and dozens of little $2 windows. And the roof will be made
of... Philip, are you using turfdom vernacular?
No, we're using wooden shingles. Vernaculars leak when it rains.
You can stop it. I know you want the money to bet on the races, and you're not going to get it from me. Goodbye.
But, William, I...
Oh, there goes a nice boy.
Yeah, he has all the charm of an impacted tooth. I told you, Emily, we wasn't going to get no money from him. Now I guess we just can't go to the racetrack.
Oh, Curly, don't say that. I had my heart set on going, and if I don't, I'll just be miserable all day.
Hello, Frankie. I didn't know... Oh, what's the matter with you? You look like you're wearing wet socks.
Oh, I'm unhappy because I haven't got any money to bet on the... Alice, how would you like to make an investment?
Well, what kind of an investment?
How would you like to invest $20 and get $6,000 back?
No, thanks. I'm... $6,000?
She froze in midair like a pointer spot in a covey of quail.
Sounds like a wonderful investment, Frankie. What is it?
Well, my friend Grogan has a horse running at Hollywood Park this afternoon.
I've heard enough.
Hear me out. This nag is 300-1, and it's a cinch to win.
Well, if the horse is 300-1, what makes you think he's going to win?
He's the favorite.
How could he be the favorite at 300-1?
He's the only horse in the race with four legs. Grogan takes no chances.
Neither does Faye. Now, you can count me out. I'm not giving you any money to bet on the horses.
But Alice...
Now, Curly, let me handle it. Alice, will you sing for us?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
That'll be $20, please.
Well, what for?
Well, you don't think we're going to listen to you for nothing, do you?
For that, I'm not going to sing, and you're not getting any money.
Oh, look, Alice, all we want is 20.
That must be Julius with the groceries. Come in.
Hey, Curly, maybe we can get the money from Julius.
Well, it's worth a try. Let me do the talking.
Anybody home? I've run the groceries.
Remley, what do you suppose this is? It's too big for Julius.
Yeah, unless the little ape has grown up into a big ape.
Who are you, anyway?
I'm Julius's parent.
Which one?
I'm his father. You see, Julius is my son. That makes me his father.
Explains things nicely, don't he?
I'm making deliveries for Julius.
Oh, that's nice, Mr. Abruzzio. Did you bring everything?
I've done what you ordered. I found a liver rash, a lump of pumpernickel, 3 pounds of butter, and 4 filet mignons. You people must be lousy with money. Where do you want me to put this stuff? Put it on the kitchen table.
So you're the paternal parent of Julius, huh?
No, I'm his father. You see, Julius is my son. That makes me the... Look, I explained this once. What's the matter? You stupid or something?
You know, Mr. Bruzio, I feel a little sorry for you being Julius's father.
Why? You don't hate? I've been his father all his life, and I got used to it. In fact, I'm proud of that boy.
Why?
Well, because he's got a... I don't know.
Pay no attention to them, Mr. Abruzzio. Julius is a very nice boy. You know, someday I'd like to meet Mrs. Abruzzio.
Julius ain't married.
I mean your wife.
Oh, her. Well, she don't feel like meeting nobody right now. You see, she's a very unhappy woman.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't understand that. With you as her husband and Julius as her son, what in the world she's got to be unhappy about?
Well, she's unhappy because Julius is missing. He ain't been home for 3 days.
Huh? Oh, gosh, Mr. Bruzio, I'm sorry to hear that. What do you suppose happened to him?
Well, I don't know. But after the things he's told me about some of his customers, I suspect foul play.
Oh, that's ridiculous. His customers are very nice people. By the way, did Julius ever tell you about me?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Phil Harris.
Oh, the no-talent monster. He told me all about you and your best friend.
Oh, you mean Frankie Remley?
I only know him as the vampire bat. Done with my boy.
Now, wait a minute. We ain't done nothing with
him. I don't believe you. And I'm warning you. If you don't bring my boy back, I'm going to the police.
But, Mr. Abruzio...
Remember? I'll give you just 24 years to retain him or I'll come... Come on. Goodbye.
Imagine that guy. What nerve. Accusing us of doing away with Julius.
Oh,
what's a...
Now, he's upset, Phil. He didn't really mean that. You fellas may do silly things at times, but I know you, and I'm sure you didn't do a thing like that. Did you?
Of course not. We have no idea what happened to him.
Oh, we haven't seen Julius since Wednesday. That's the day he got in our hair. We locked him in the den closet. That was quite a gag, wasn't it, Curly?
Yeah, you should have heard him scream trying to get out of there. I'll never forget Remley.
What?
Did you ever let him out of that closet?
No, I thought you did.
Not me. Maybe he's still in there.
You think we ought to look?
No! We find him, it'll spoil our whole day.
Oh, now, stop talking nonsense. If he was still in the closet, he would have made a racket and we would have heard him. So I want you two to go out and help look for him.
But, Alice, we don't...
You heard me. Go ahead, both of
you. All right, all right. We'll look. Come on, Remley. What do you think we ought to look for that kid? The playground, the public library, or the city pound?
How about the Follies Burlesque?
Yeah, that's a good-looking place. We could go in there. No, can't do it. Alice told us to find Julius, and we're not going to a burlesque show.
But, Curly, I hear there's a girl singer down there who's excellent.
I said we're not going. Now, if you want to hear somebody sing, I'll sing for you.
Curly, it's not the same.
I'll make it the same. It'll be exactly the same, because while I'm singing, I'll shake it up a little bit. And for you, I might even drop a shoulder strap.
Bill Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Docktown Poker Club and cursed the day he told him he would join. Oh, that money used to go like it had wings. If he held queens, someone had kings, and each night he would contribute all that coin. And he said, I'm going to play him tight tonight. There'll be no bobtail pleasures, make me bite. He said, when I get to nest, my hands will be a piece. Played him tight and lost his pile, and Bill got peevish after a while. So he rose, looked all around, and made this speech. Did y'all see this razor? I had it sharpened just today. Now, I'm coming in with my rules. I want you to follow when you play, boy. Keep your hands up on the table while you're dealing, please. Don't be running them wildies in between your knees. And don't be making them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand just talking American, boy. American, so's I can understand. And don't be getting them off the bottom because, ooh, that's rough. Take five, then stop. That's enough. Now, when you bet, put up the chips. I don't like it when you shy. If you get busted, go get something. I'm going to be here by and by. Pass them cards and let me shuffle every time before you deal. Let me look them over because I love to see.
You ain't gonna play this game according to no Mr. Harley. You gonna play this game according to me. Sitting right there in that there clan, they chanced to be a one-eyed man. Bill kept watching him out of the corner of his eye. Oh, one-eyed dealing then. Of course, that Bill, another 5 or 10, Bill got up again, looked all around him with a sigh. He said, "Loud is an awful shame. Said, someone's cheating this year game. Said, because it ain't old Duke me to name the guy. I'll refrain from mentioning the party's name. If I catch him cheating just once again, I'm going to take his fist and close that other eye. Now, do you see that brand-new razor? I had it sharpened just today. I'm coming in with my rules you must follow when you play egghead. Keep your bony hands up there while you're giving them out clean. Don't be running them aces down there in between your knees. Stop making all them funny signs, because you're still trying to tip off your hand. You better talk an American boy, big A-A-A, so's I can understand. And quit getting them off the bottom. I'm trying to tell you it's rough. This is the Army game. 5-5, halt. That's enough. Now, when you bet, put up the reds and blues. I don't like it when you shot. Then if you run out of gas, go get pumped up. I'm going to be here by and by. Pass them baseboard and let me riffle every time before you deal. Let me irrigate around with them, because I want to see. But I keep on telling you, you ain't going to play this game according to Mr. Hoyley. You're going to play this game according to me. Now, Henry, if you'll break the seal on that new deck of bicycles, we'll get on from here. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We'll be right back with more of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show right after this.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
Getting enough sleep is critical to your health. Yet, according to reviews.org, about 66% of us go to bed with our smartphones. So what's wrong with tech in the bedroom? We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic.
So these smartphones and tablets, they can emit what we call a blue light, which can suppress the natural hormone, which is melatonin. And melatonin is known to produce and promote sleep and is also known to have some circadian rhythm effects. So when the blue light is emitted and melatonin is suppressed as a result, we are not able to get to sleep at a proper time, and neither we are able to get a good quality sleep.
More info on Tech in the Bedroom is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
And now, time for more Phil Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was.
Oh, I hope they find Julius. I'm worried about him. Wonder where he could be all this... Is it possible he's still in the closet? Oh, no, that's ridiculous. But maybe I'd better look. I feel silly doing this, but it will ease my mind.
Hiya, Miss Faye!
Oh. Julius! Have you been in there for 3 days?
Of course not. I sneaked in the back door a little while ago to talk to you. When I heard my old man come in, I hid in this closet so he wouldn't see me.
Well, why don't you want him to see you? He's worried about you. Where have you been?
I've been hiding out. I'm in trouble. Last week, I stole a skeleton from the biology class in school.
A skeleton? Why did you do that?
For a gag. I put a dress on it and introduced it to Mr. Remley.
What for?
Well, I heard he'd go out with anything, and I wanted to find out if he was...
Oh, Julius, that's ridiculous. Even Frankie wouldn't go for that.
Then how come he made a date with her for tomorrow night?
Oh, stop it.
He thinks Dorothy's beautiful.
Now, Julius, please, that's enough. You'd better go home. Your father thinks something happened to you, and he's worried about you. In fact, I sent Mr. Harris and Mr. Remley out to look for you.
Oh, you picked a good posse.
Oh, now, Julius, that's not nice. They're out looking for you high and low.
Yeah, and the higher they get, the lower the places they look. Them guys don't care what happens to me. 3 days ago, they locked me in this closet and left me here. If I didn't have sharp teeth, I never could have picked them up.
I heard about that, Julius, and I'm sorry. You know, they should be taught a lesson.
You said it. For all they know, I might still be in this... Wait a minute. Do they know I'm not in the closet?
Well, they didn't look.
Oh, and I know how to teach them a lesson. When they come back, you suggest that they look in the closet. But instead of me, they'll find that skeleton.
What skeleton?
Mr. Remley's girlfriend. When they see the skeleton, they'll think that's all that's left of me.
Oh, I get it.
I'll go out and get the skeleton.
Good. And in the meantime, I'll call your father and tell him you're all right.
Miss Faye, I'm getting kind of tired of hiding behind this sofa. When are those guys going to come home?
Oh, they'll be here soon. Do you have everything set up?
Yeah, I got the skeleton standing up in the closet.
But how did you get it to stand up?
I propped it up with a fishing pole. This should scare the life out of them guys. Wonder what's taking them so long.
Well, I told you. They're out looking for you, Julius.
Do you think they're really looking for me?
Well, of course they are. They've spent the whole afternoon looking everywhere for you. Well, the boys are probably all tired out. Here they come. Duck.
Oh, pretty girl. Like a melody. Hey, Remley, you were so right. That girl had a wonderful voice. That kid is loaded with talent.
Yeah, ain't she? I just loved it when she sang, Powder my back for me.
And you did it, too.
Well, I had to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
Fellas, it's about time you got home. Did you find him?
Find who?
Julius.
Oh, Julius. Oh, you know something, honey? We looked everywhere. We can't find him anyplace. We looked all over.
Yeah, we looked in the balcony, the mezzanine, the
loggia. Frankie.
Curly even crawled up on the runway.
Yeah, okay.
Well, fellas, while you were gone, I had a terrible thought. Remember what you said about locking Julius in the closet? Suppose he's still in there.
Oh, that's ridiculous. He couldn't be in there.
I don't know. You'd better look.
All right, all right. I think it's silly, but if it'll make you happy, I'll look in the closet. He ain't in there.
Didn't you see anything in the closet?
Just the usual things. A tennis racket, golf shoes, and a skinny guy fly casting.
What was that again, Curly?
I said all I saw was... Wait a minute. There's something wrong in there.
What is it?
I don't play tennis. What's a tennis racket doing in there?
The skinny guy flycasting doesn't bother you, huh?
Oh, Curly just made that up.
Oh, I did, huh? If you don't believe me, go look for yourself.
All right, I'll look. Dorothy, what are you doing in Curly's car?
Dorothy? I didn't see no dame in there when I looked.
Frankie, that's not Dorothy.
Don't tell me. I'd recognize her ghastly complexion, deep-set eyes, and silly grin any place.
Oh, I gotta look again. Pardon me, miss, but... Remley, this ain't no dame in here. It's a skeleton.
Oh, Phil, don't say that.
Why not?
Don't you realize that skeleton must be all that's left of little Julius?
Oh, no. No. Hey, Remley, we locked that poor kid in the closet. Now look at him. He's just a pile of soup bones. Don't he look terrible?
I don't think so. He lost a little weight, but off him, it looks...
Frankie, how can you be so heartless with Julius in that condition?
Alice is right. Julius is nothing but bones, and we're responsible.
Now, don't say that, Curly. We didn't mean to harm the kid. It was just an accident. You think we ought to take him to the police?
No. Let's give him to the dog. Maybe you'll bury him.
Phil, you can't do that.
Why not?
We don't have a dog.
Oh.
You'll have to bury him yourself. Take him out in the yard and bury him.
Alice. I was only kidding. How can you be so callous? We can't...
Now, do as I tell you. Bury the skeleton. But be careful where you dig. Don't mess up my petunia bed.
Ooh, she's a fiend.
But a neat one. Hey, let's carry this thing out and bury it.
Okay. I'll take one arm. You take the other. We'll walk him out. Curly.
What?
I don't like the way these bones are rattling.
Me neither. If anybody hears this, we might get arrested for running a floating crap game. Remley, I'm scared. This is the worst thing we've ever done.
Oh, come now, Curly. Now, let's get him out in the yard.
Julius, you can come out now. They're gone.
We sure got them scared.
Yes, and I think they've learned their lesson. Maybe you'd better go out and tell them it was only a gag.
Not yet. I got one more thing I want to do. I'm going to sneak up behind them in the dark and add the final touch.
Oh, but Julius, you've already made nervous wrecks out of both of them.
I ain't going to be happy until they're gibbering idiots. Not to sneak up on them and unhinge their little minds. This should prove very entertaining.
Hey, Curly.
What?
Wish this kid had stopped rattling.
Frankie, I don't care what Alice said. I don't think we should bury Julius.
Neither do I. I think we ought to take his skeleton to the police station.
I don't want to go to the police station.
Nobody asked you.
Yeah, you keep out of this. Curly, what will we tell the cops?
Well, we'll tell him he locked himself in the closet and he couldn't get out.
Yeah, they ought to believe that.
I don't think they will.
Why not?
Because I'm going to tell them the truth.
Who's going to listen to you in your condition? You're nothing but a bunch of... Emily's talking.
I wondered when you'd notice that.
Curly, he's haunting us. Julius, get away from us.
Yeah, go down below where you belong. The chef's waiting for you in the barbecue pit.
That bunch of bones ain't me, you jerks.
I knew this skeleton couldn't be Julius.
Of course not. I'm alive.
Well, you ain't going to be for long. Come on, Remley. Drop that skeleton. Let's get him. Get all of them. Come on. Well, come on, Remley. Let's chase him.
You chase him. I'm going to stay here with Dorothy. Were you hurt when we dropped you, dear?
Will you come on?
Television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or record, put your faith in the cornerstone of American home entertainment for three generations. RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in television.
Harrison Fay from May 18, 1952. At the time he was voicing Julius, the forever young-sounding Walter Tetley was also playing nephew Leroy over on The Great Gildersleeve. And as he was born in New York City back in 1915, he was actually 36 years old at the time. I'm Greg Bell, and speaking of older actors playing younger roles, next on When Radio Was, Richard Crenna is whiny-voiced teenager Walter Denton, supporting Eve Arden in Our Miss Brooks. Right after this break.
It was a time of women's legs in silk stockings with seams. Of margarine you had to mix with color yourself unless you wanted it to look like lard. Of new Studebaker cars for $660 at the factory in South Bend, Indiana. Of a one-time cop turned small-time private detective to whom three shaves on a blade was routine and four. Well, that was good luck. 1940, the time of Harry Nile.
We invite you to meet Harry Nile, a former Chicago cop who quit the force after uncovering a vein of corruption.
Why am I out here in California where I never wanted to be with another man's $1,000 in my pocket, heading for a rendezvous with a guy I've never seen, to do a job I never thought I'd be doing?
He stalks the rainy streets of the pre-war West on behalf of private clients in Radio Spirit's 23-episode collection called Seattle Blues.
His briefcase is on the bed. Papers are scattered everywhere. But Dickens isn't there. Uh-oh. Yes, he is. Still in his leather jacket, lying against the wall, is a pink glow from the neon motel sign outside on the street, and it shows me enough to make me back out of that room and get out of Victorville as fast as I can go.
Today, you can save $12 on Harry Nile, Seattle Blues. This 8-CD set is regularly $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it now for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY77.
But even though I can hardly walk, I'm smiling, because I've solved the case of a battered beauty all in one night.
Get Harry Nile, Seattle Blues today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Getting enough sleep is critical to your health. Yet, according to reviews.org, about 66% of us go to bed with our smartphones. So what's wrong with tech in the bedroom? We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic.
So these smartphones and tablets, they can emit what we call it blue light, which can suppress the natural hormone, which is melatonin. And melatonin is known to produce and promote sleep and is also known to have some circadian rhythm effects. So when the blue light is emitted and melatonin is suppressed as a result, we are not able to get to sleep at a proper time, and neither we are able to get a good quality sleep.
More info on Tech in the Bedroom is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for Eve Arden as Connie Brooks. Also listen for Richard Crenna as high schooler Walter Denton, Mary Jane Croft as Miss Enright, and handling the hilarious role of Antoine the Beautician, the instantly recognizable Frank Nelson. It's from March 6th, 1949.
Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High School, is as sociable as the next teacher, especially if the next teacher happens to be Mr. Philip Boynton. But unfortunately, Mr. Boynton, who teaches biology at Madison, is a rather shy individual.
Yes, indeed. For a fellow who spends so much time studying life, he certainly manages to get very little on him. Of course, there are rumors around the school that I'm that way about Mr. Boynton. Now, I don't know exactly what that way means, but if feeling that way means feeling this way, then I guess I'm that way about Mr. Boynton. Anyway, last week, he accepted my invitation to invite me to the faculty dance Saturday night. And so bright and early Saturday morning, I asked one of my pupils, Walter Denton, to drive me down to the beauty parlor in his jalopy. Unlike the new Hudson, Walter's car isn't one you step down into. His car, most people back away from. It's a very streamlined little job. No windows, no top, and no windshield. All in all, it's the coldest hot rod in town.
If it's too cool for you, Miss Brooks, I can put up the top.
The top? Where is that?
In the back, on the floor.
No, thanks, Walter. It doesn't matter how my hair looks now. Antoine will change me into something believable. I appreciate your giving me this lift today, Walter.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Miss Brooks. A pleasure and a privilege, because I'm so fond of you both as a person and a teacher. You know, that's one thing about Madison High. We sure got some wonderful teachers. Now, take Mr. Boynton.
Granted.
He sure is tops. I ran into him the other night at the movies. Incidentally, he was with another member of the faculty, Miss Enright.
Please, Walter, not so soon after breakfast.
Oh, I forgot. You and Miss Enright aren't exactly stuck on each other.
That, Walter, is an understatement. Now, let's just forget about her, shall we?
Sure, I'll be happy to forget about her. I never think about her much anyway.
Fine. Walter.
Yeah?
Was she sitting close to Mr. Boynton?
Who?
The lady we decided to forget about.
Well, I can practically give you a blow-by-blow because I sat right behind him in the movie.
And what's your report, G2?
Nothing.
Nothing?
They were so dull, I spent half my time watching the picture.
You should have asked for your money back.
Of course, she did whisper a couple of things into his ear, but I couldn't hear what they were very well. She has a funny way of purring when she talks.
There's nothing funny about it. To her, purring comes naturally.
Of course, she tried to hold Mr. Boynton's hand once or twice, but she didn't quite make it.
Why not?
Most of the time, he had it in a bag of popcorn.
Well, it would serve her right if she got salt all over her manicure. Here's the beauty parlor, Walter. Would it be convenient for you to pick me up in a couple of hours?
Oh, sure, sure. I gotta get a haircut anyhow, and I usually go to Barney's Barbershop right down the street. I was thinking of getting a butch haircut this time.
Well, from what I've seen of the kids who get their hair cut at Barney's, he can butch up any kind of a haircut.
We'll be back with Eve Arden, starring in Our Miss Brooks, right after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Antoine?
Well, if it isn't Miss Brooks. A long time no see, like the man says.
What man?
Oh, there you go. You're not in my shop 2 minutes and you're pulling my leg. But I don't care. I'm delighted to see you at any time. You're such a challenge to a beautician.
Challenge?
Yes, you see, you come into my shop so infrequently, I have to start from scratch each time. Of course, you do have a load of natural beauty.
Thanks, loads.
But then so does a rose bush. And even it, with all its natural loveliness, must be properly and frequently cared for in order to retain that beauty. Its soil must be irrigated, its roots watered, its leafy branches gently sprinkled.
Well, don't stand there. Turn the hose on me.
Before I assign you to a booth, tell me, Miss Brooks, what prompted you to come in this morning?
Oh, it's very simple, Antoine. There's a faculty dance at Madison High tonight, and I thought it would be nice to look like a human being.
All the big jobs they bring to Antoine. Well, no matter. It's a feeble artist, indeed, who cannot rise above his subject. I shall make you my masterpiece. All I ask in return is that you promise to visit Antoine's once a week.
Aren't you forgetting something? I'm a school teacher. You know, it isn't an accident that we of the faculty have a faculty for always looking like the faculty. Beauty parlors are a luxury we can rarely afford.
Well, apparently that doesn't apply to all teachers. One of my best customers is a teacher. In fact, she has an appointment here in a few minutes. Miss Enright. Do you know her?
Yes, we both teach English at Madison.
Oh, then you and Miss Enright have something in common.
I suppose you could call him that, yes.
Oh, she's a wonderful person. Very active in the Parent Teachers Association and in all sorts of civic functions. What do you think of her?
She's fine. Good teacher.
Confidentially, I don't like her either. And even though I should be grateful for the new customers I get through her connections, I can't help feeling that she's very overbearing. That's my honest opinion, and when it comes to people, I believe that honesty is the best policy.
Well, here I am, Antoine.
Miss Enright, how wonderful to see you.
Your policy just lapsed.
Why, Miss Brooks, what are you doing in a beauty parlor?
Oh, I just thought I'd let Antoine do a little lily gilding.
I haven't started yet. I'm going to make Miss Brooks look like a thing of beauty.
Is there time? You know, we have to be back at school by Monday.
Oh, I'll make it. Antoine's going to put more men on the job.
Well, if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'll arrange booth 3 for you, Miss Enright.
Oh, do that, Antoine. Miss Brooks, now that we're alone, there's something I think you should know.
That you were at the movies with Mr. Boynton last night?
Well, how did you... Were you there, too?
No, just my emissary.
I must admit, Miss Brooks, I thought you'd be a little more upset about it.
Upset? Me? Because Mr. Boynton chooses to go out with another English teacher? Of course I'm not upset. In fact, I had quite a laugh over it.
A laugh?
I thought I'd split my infinitive. You see, I happen to know that Mr. Boynton once heard the expression, let's live a little.
Yes.
So that's what he does. He lives as little as possible. No, I'm not worried about what Mr. Boynton does when he's not with me.
Look, Miss Brooks, I like to do things in an open and above board manner. I'm going to lay my cards on the table.
Good. Take them out of your sleeve and deal. What's the first card?
Just this. I know you've booked Mr. Boynton for the faculty dance tonight, but remember, there's always tomorrow, and I don't give up easily.
Well, good for you, salty nails.
Don't underestimate me, my dear. The next time Mr. Boynton and I walk down a middle aisle, it may not be in a theater.
Be sure to invite me to the wedding. And Miss Enright, if you ever become a mother, remember, I'd love one of the kittens.
Ready for you now, Miss Enright.
Yes, coming, Antoine. I'll see you and Mr. Boynton at the dance, Miss Brooks.
I'll be looking forward to it with considerable revulsion.
Oh, booth three. Here it is.
Sit right down here, Miss Enright.
Antoine, before you do anything for me, I want you to take care of Miss Brooks.
But your appointment...
I'll wait. There's a certain way I want you to take care of Miss Brooks. First of all, I want you to comb her hair up in back and give her bangs in front.
But that wouldn't suit her face at all.
Exactly. Then I want you to be sure and see that she's got pounds of makeup on. Plenty of rouge, eyeshadow, everything.
But she won't like that.
Neither will Mr. Boynton. I know the type. And whatever you do, don't let Miss Brooks look into a mirror. Tell her to wait for her first reaction from a member of the opposite sex.
But Miss Enright, suppose she doesn't want me to...
She'll agree to anything you suggest. She knows you're an expert beautician.
Well, then how can I betray her faith in me? I'd feel like a traitor. A despicable traitor.
Antoine, dozens of women patronize this shop at my suggestion. And at my suggestion, they go elsewhere. Now, are you going to give Miss Brooks the works or not?
Well, Benedict Arnold made a nice living for years. Finished. Remember now, no mirrors, Miss Brooks.
All right, Antoine, if you say so. I'll leave it up to the public. Oh, there's Walter parked as usual right in front of a fire plug. Well, here I am. Let's go.
Sorry, lady. I'm waiting for Miss Brooks.
Take another look, Walter. It's me.
Holy cow! Get in quick. I'll take you to the receiving hospital. Or better yet, I'll give you first aid. I'm the Red Cross chairman of our class, you know.
Well, why do I need first aid?
Your mouth, it's all cut.
Oh, you're just not used to seeing me with lipstick on. Start the car, Walter. I didn't intend to take so long. Mrs. Davis will be wondering what happened to me.
When she sees you, she'll still be wondering. Gosh, that hair comb. Those bangs.
What's wrong with these bangs? Are they too long?
Well, in all the time you've known me, Miss Brooks, have I ever consciously been fresh or tried to hurt your feelings?
No, Walter, never.
Then I can answer your question honestly. They're not long enough. They're frustrating, Miss Brooks.
What are you talking about, Walter?
They start out all right, but just when they really get going, boom, they stop. Right at the tip of your nose.
Oh, that's just a few hairs that were blown out of place in this hopped-up pie plate of yours. How do I look otherwise?
Well, frankly, Miss Brooks, I thought you were more beautiful without all that stuff. I mean, well, gosh, with your natural beauty, you could have been a famous stage actress or even a model or a big movie star. I've often wondered, what made you become a school teacher anyway?
I couldn't resist the money.
The first half of the R. Miss Brooks episode, The Faculty Dance, from March of 1949. We'll have the second half of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and the role of Antoine the hairstylist was handled by Frank Nelson. My question is about him. a semi-regular over on the Jack Benny program. Do you recall his familiar one-word catchphrase? A further hint. While it was just three letters, he managed to make it sound like so much more. I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
People, it sure looks strange to me.
I would listen to a story about a man named Jim, for a mountain near Burning.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY77.
Oh, and everybody's heard about the bird.
Four CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code NOVELTY77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about comedy actor Frank Nelson. We just heard him on R. Miss Brooks, but he's best remembered on radio as a semi-regular on the Jack Benny program. His one-word catchphrase was a simple three letters, Y-E-S, but stretched to hilarious lengths.
Yeah.
I'm Greg Bellow. We've come to the end of another show, but please visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.